Dow, the Raiders are in, but a win tonight would propel them to a tie for the first seed. Fayette County commands the region, beating everyone and garnering a state ranking. Enter the Raiders, winning all but one on Tilton Northside on the road. The Raiders have stood their ground, quite literally, and now face their biggest challenge yet. Tonight, it's the Fayette Tigers hosting the Good Hope Raiders in this 4A Region 5 finale here on Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live sponsored by Cyber Broadband, Global Appliance Repair, Polar Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odonto Glass. Good evening, football fans from the campus of Fayette County High School. You're tuned in to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Deemer, Tommy, and Daniel Warhurst back on the call tonight. Back in action with the Raiders for consecutive weeks. We're glad to be here tonight. All the marbles up for grabs. Winner gets the top spot, but there's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more to a lot more things out there coming from the playoffs. And now we turn it over to Tommy and Daniel as we need to use their microphones.
Yeah, thank you, Dylan. After a venture over the hills and through the woods and around the curves, we arrived in Fayette. And what began as hot August steamy days has given way to cool October evenings. But the goals, gentlemen, for these football teams remain the same. The goals in August were to get to the state playoffs. Tonight, we've got a chance for either the Fayette County Tigers and the Good Hope Red Raiders to have a tie for first place in the region. If Good Hope pulls this win out tonight, there's going to be a three-way tie for first place in the region. But they've got a tall task ahead of them, Daniel, against Fayette County, who Good Hope has never felt very good against.
Fayette County is 4-0 playing Good Hope. Last year defeated Good Hope 35-22. So to get on the good side, Good Hope needs to come up with a win. And like you said, it'll be a three-way tie in the region for first place. And if you got about 30 minutes, I could explain the tiebreaker rules in the region.
they do get complicated. If we end up with a three-way tie for first place, it's going to be complicated. Here's how the region sets right now. Fayette County sets atop the region at 5-0. Northside is 4-1. Good Hope comes in 4-1. Curry is 3-2. So should the Red Raiders pull this out tonight, there's three teams at the top with one loss in the region. Then it gets complicated because Fayette County beat Northside. Northside beat Good Hope, and Good Hope would beat Fayette County. We'll see how it all shakes out later on in the broadcast. But, Dylan, we're set for a good one.
We are, and I'm glad we're out here in Fayette, in the city of Fayette, located in Fayette County. We just saw the senior night celebrations going on here on the field, right at midfield, and I'm looking right towards the Clemson-style logo they've got here. As we are in the home of the Tigers tonight, it's a cold one here. Like I said, started out steamy, muggy.
Ninety-five Coleman's Independent Radio.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week,
as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Our national anthem is performed by the Fayette County Tiger Marching Band. We're moments away from kickoff here at Walton Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Dylan Deemert, and Daniel Warhurst on Friday Night Live. Let's set the field for you, okay? First, your starting lineup for the Fayette County Tigers. At running back, a 5'8", 164-pound junior, number 2, Jason Robinson. The quarterback, 6', 160-pounds, and a senior, number 4, Blake Wallace. The tight end, a 5'8", 163-pound sophomore, number 11, Cole Holloman. And wide receiver, a 5'10", 148-pound senior, number 13, Lawson Clark. Also at wide receiver, a 5'6", 125-pound senior, number 23, Trevor Billups. On the offensive line, a 6', 273-pound sophomore, number 52, Isaiah Dixon. Also 5'9", 155, and a senior, number 51, Jackson Doran. At 5'11", 294, and a junior, number 54, Seth Stowe. 6', 222, and a senior, number 57, is Ari Coulter. And at right tackle, a 6', 299-pound senior, number 62, Hunter Kizery. Now, your offensive starters for your Good Hope Raiders. At quarterback, a 5'10", 150-pound senior, number 2, is Bailey Quick. At receiver, a 5'9", 155-pound senior, number 3, Preston Bagwell. At wide receiver, a 6', 149-pound junior, number 7, is Drew Maddox. At tight end, a 6'2", 201-pound senior, number 15, Isaiah Green. At running back, a 5'9", 162-pound senior, number 19, Matt Swagger. At running back, a 6', 255-pound sophomore, number 24, Colton Bagwell. On the offensive line, a 6'1", 235-pound sophomore, number 50, Dotson Putman. At center, a 5'7", 210-pound senior, number 52, Dawson Spiegel. On the offensive line, a 6'1", 225-pound senior, number 53, Sam Jones. At offensive line, a 5'8", 182-pound senior, number 58, Jackson Hancock. And also on the offensive line, 5'10", 232 pounds, and a junior, number 63, Trevor Pace.
It's like we've got the captains out on the field, the captains for the Fayette County Tigers, Blake Wallace, Tredarian Walker, Zachary Engel, and Coulter Ari. And for the Good Hope Raiders, Bailey Quick, Isaiah Green, Matt Swager, and Dylan McDonald.
Well, it looks like a pretty good setup out here at Fayette County. You look to the left here, you've got the band on the field. Each team going back to their spirit line here. Look at that. It's an inflatable helmet here. You don't see that too often in these smaller 4A schools. We were astonished. We have a heater in this room here. Yeah.
I would have to say kudos to the administration at Fayette County High School. You don't see these kind of setups, or I haven't, at 6A schools a lot this season. Air-conditioned, heated press facility. The stadium is absolutely gorgeous, folks. We're looking at it from the west side. We're looking at a big tiger paw at the middle of the field, like Dylan said, similar to Clemson. Just to the left of that, on the far side of the bleachers, are shrubberies that spell out Tigers. The stadium kind of sets down in a bowl. You're elevated for the stands on both sides. We're looking right at the center field and the big orange paw print setting at the field. The Good Hope Raiders across the way to us. They'll be dressed tonight in their red trousers, white jerseys with red numerals, and white hats. Your Fayette County Tigers are dressed in white trousers with an orange stripe down the side, black jerseys, white numerals outlined in orange, and white helmets with an orange stripe down the center, and that Clemson-looking tiger paw right on the sideline. And across the way, the Raiders are taking the field.
And, Tommy, you don't want to take away from too much of this history here that resides here. I mean, look at the name of the stadium, Walden Tucker Field. And you look at the coach, it's Walden Tucker. I don't know if it's the son of, you know, there's multiple Tuckers there in the generation. The quarterback is Walden Tucker II, the second or junior, however you want to take that one. You know, of definitely a family tradition, a dynasty here. State champion appearance a few years ago, as we heard on the speaker. This is a team that's had history in the state championship, in the state playoffs.
A lot of history here at Fayette. They like to get to the playoffs and not just get there, but go deep. At Fayette County, it's not the thing, and let's just make the playoffs. It's how deep are we going, and that's a goal early in the year. And that's also something that we're starting to see from Good Hope now with Coach Scott. These guys aren't just thinking about making the playoffs. They're wanting to make a run.
Making and contending for championships is the goal. Instead of just making the playoffs, it's let's make it to the final game. Looks like Good Hope will be kicking off here.
And you look at two of Coach Scott's teams, his Vimont playoff teams, as well as his Good Hope playoff team. They don't stack up to each other at all. This Good Hope team has something here.
Perez sets a kickoff for Good Hope. They'll be working from right to left. As you listen, Fayette County is going to work from your left to your right. Number 23, Trevor Billups, back to receive for Fayette County now, standing at his own 10. Perez gets the signal from the official. He's ready to go. He eyes his Raiders on either side, and he approaches the ball now. Perez puts a foot to it. It's a deep kick. Drives Fayette County back to the 5. That's going to be Robinson. Robinson to the 10. Cuts across the field to the 15, to the 20, and he's knocked down right about the 21-yard line by Preston Bagwell.
Great tackle by Bagwell. He filled his lane, come down, shucked one man with a block with a shoulder, and made the tackle. Good play by Bagwell.
So Fayette County is going to have it now. First and 10 for their own 21-yard line. Just underway, 4A Region 5 contest. From Fayette County, your Good Hope Raiders and the Fayette County Tigers. Wallace will bring his Tigers to the line. Twins to the far side. Wing to the near side. One back beside him in the backfield from the shotgun. High snap. He brings it in, though, and hands it in the belly of Robinson. Robinson tries to turn the near corner, and he's not going to get anywhere. Right there waiting on him is Preston Bagwell along with Dylan McDonald.
Two plays, two tackles by Bagwell. They tried to run a little sweep, and I think the high snap threw off the timing because Bagwell got around the block that was coming for him and made a great play on the end. Looks like no gain.
I know this is the second play, but just watching this quarterback keep it under composure here after that high snap play. Look to see that if it's another high snap or no.
Second and 10 for Fayette now. Receivers split to either side. The lone back is Robinson. He takes a handoff. We've got him pressured in the backfield. He gets across the 21 to the 22, and he's ridden down right there by Ethan Rasko. Only about a 2-yard gain, and that's third down and long for Fayette.
Had a couple of guys in the backfield at that time, but Robinson was able to put a stiff arm in one of them and make a move on the other one, but not too many yards to gain as come up and made the tackle. Rasko.
So it's third down, and they're going to call it 8. Third and 8 from the 23-yard line for Fayette County. First drive of the ball game. They're working left to right as you listen. Receivers split to either side. Wallace wants to throw. His one receiver's covered. He dumps it out on the near flat to Billups. Billups breaks one tackle, gets to the 34, and he's knocked out of bounds there by three Raiders. He's going to have the Fayette County first down right about the 34-yard line.
That was great execution by Fayette County. They had two receivers to the near side, ran both receivers on a slant or a post route, which occupied the defenders on the inside and brought the back from the wing position out here in the flat. Nobody could catch up to him before he got the first down. Great play.
First and 10 Tigers now from their own 34, opening drive of the ball game. Trips to the far side as they work left to right. Wallace wants to change the play. He walks up to his center, tells him something. Now he backs up into the shotgun. He's got Robinson flanked to his left side. High snap, but he puts it in Robinson's belly, and he's met right in the hole, right there waiting on him. Oh, my. Dylan McDonald hit him right about the time he got to the hole, and he went backwards.
Yeah, the Raiders picked it up right away. They went right there and stuffed the hole there and went right at him and could not go any forward there. As they've usually been going to this back number two here as I've got him as number two, Robinson as well. He's just been the go-to back so far this early in this game, but Good Hope found a way to exploit him there and stop him and stop the run. That's a good move for them.
9:35 left in the first. Opening drive for Fayette County. No score between the Good Hope Raiders and the Fayette County Tigers on Friday Night Live here on Live 95. Receivers split to either side for Wallace. He fakes it in the belly of his running back. Now he throws out on the near flat to Strawbridge. Strawbridge breaks one tackle and gets across the 40 to right about the 42-yard line. Covered that time from Good Hope by Matthew Dixon along with Preston Bagwell.
Yeah, and if you hear about plays being run to set up other plays, the last pass I described when they brought the flat out and the two receivers on post, they did the same thing, except this time they were aware of the back in the flats and forgot about the post in the middle.
Third down and short now for Fayette County. Third and two from their own 42-yard line. Two tight ends, one receiver to the near side, three backs in the backfield behind Wallace. Wallace will operate under center this time. The Raiders pack eight in the box. They give it to the fullback, Engel, and Engel gets the first down up to the 49-yard line before Bagwell, and that was 44, Matthew Dixon right into the turf.
Yeah, great tackle by Bagwell. If he doesn't make that tackle, there is nobody else behind him. So probably a long gain or a touchdown-saving tackle Bagwell made.
So it's first and 10 for Fayette County now from their own 49. This their opening drive. 8:25 left in the first quarter, no score. Fayette County on about a six-play drive now. Three backs in the backfield, one receiver to the near side. Wallace from under center, fakes a toss, hands right up the middle to Munford. Munford's across the 40, deeper into Good Hope territory to the 37-yard line, but there's a flag back at midfield.
It'll be right at midfield as they're going to
illegal procedure, I believe, is the call. I think they only had six men on the line of scrimmage that time as I was counting them myself. But, yes, that's what it was.
So they'll back the Tigers up 5 yards. It'll remain first down, but it'll be first and 15 from their own 44-yard line.
So the field of play literally gets reversed here as instead of where they would be setting up if that play would have stood, they're setting up where kind of just flipped it. They're just back in their own territory.
First and 15 for Fayette County. The backs will flank Wallace, a quarterback in the shotgun. One receiver to the far side. Wallace wants to throw. Fires complete on the far side to Walker. Walker is up to the Raider 47-yard line. A gain of about seven.
Great pass route. He just ran a simple little curl. And the quarterback hit him as soon as he come out of his break. The quarterback hit him. And that's a big gain.
It'll be second down and five now as they gain 10 on the play there. They were first and 15. The ball rests on the Raider 47-yard line. One receiver to the near side. Three backs of the backfield. Wallace under center this time. Hands it off to Munford. Munford's hit right at the line of scrimmage and cannot spin away. The Raiders have him wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. Isaiah Green, the man on the spot.
They tried to fake a pitch to a sweep to the left side and turned him. The quarterback did a 360, handed it to the fullback in the inside, and Isaiah Green from his tackle position had none of it. He ate it up, no gain on the play. Great play by Isaiah Green.
So big third down now for the Raiders. Third and five. Fayette County has it on the Raider 46-yard line. Again, one receiver to the near side, three backs in the backfield beside Munford. Actually, Wallace is a quarterback. Wallace wants to throw, fires it out to the near fat, complete to Robinson, and Robinson is tackled short of the first down by Preston Bagwell, the man who's been all over the field so far tonight for the Raiders. I believe they're going to stop him about a yard short of the first down.
Looks like he needed,
yep, I believe you're right, Tommy, about a yard short. Open field tackle, good tackle by Bagwell, saw the man in his area in the open field. Looks like they're going to go for it here.
They're lining up to go. Fourth down and two. Wallace under center. Two tight ends. Hand it to his big fullback again, Engel. And Engel's got his first down as he crosses the 40, maybe to the 39-yard line, before Dylan McDonald can wrap him up.
And I think that play really just kind of paid dividends for Fayette County. They weren't sure what they were going to do with it. I thought they were going to maybe flip back and then just send it back. But instead, that kind of paid off for them to go ahead and go with that. Now they've got a fresh breath of life here inside Good Hope territory.
So now it's first and 10 for Fayette County. They'll be operating from the Good Hope 40-yard line. They're working left to right here in the first quarter as you listen. No score. Opening drive.
As a jump there, number 66 for Good Hope.
Just a little bit quick off the line is Ethan Rasko. So they'll penalize Good Hope 5 yards. And Fayette County gets a free five, and it'll bring up first and five.
Yeah, just a hard count by the quarterback of Fayette County. And the first sound he made, Rasko jumped. And there's no opportunity to get back in high school. Once you jump and cross the line, they're going to throw the flag every time.
So after the five-yard penalty, it's first and five from the 35. Two tight ends for Fayette County. Wallace will be under center with three backs in his backfield. He'll hand it again to his fullback, Engel. Engel's got a hole, spins at the 30 to the 25, and dances down to the 23-yard line before he's knocked down again by Preston Bagwell. He'll pick up a Fayette County first down.
First down run. Nothing fancy about that. They just ran power, had a lead back go in the hole first. And then Engel followed him. And then broke off of his block and got into the secondary quick. Big pickup for Fayette County right there.
So first and 10 now for the Tigers from the Raider 24-yard line. Tight set again. Engel gets the carry again, and he's not going anywhere this time. He's going to be wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage. Matthew Dixon had him right about the 21-yard line.
Looked like the same play. They're going to the fullback, and he jumped it to the outside that time. And Bagwell come up and got him at his feet, and then Dixon finished him off up top. So great, great scrape by the linebacker getting to the outside, because that's where Engel was trying to take that ball to the outside.
And, folks, we'll get scores as soon as we got them, but here right now, no score, Fayette County and Good Hope.
On second down and eight, the Tigers want to take timeout, and we'll take timeout with them. There is 4:31 left in the first quarter. No score between Good Hope and Fayette County. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Dylan Diemert, and Daniel Warhurst for Friday Night Live. The Fayette County Tigers and the Good Hope Red Raiders. 4:31 left in the opening quarter. No score, but the Tigers of Fayette County are driving. They've got it second down at 8 from the Red Raider 21-yard line. They'll send Walker split to the far side. Wallace, the quarterback, will operate under center with three backs in his backfield. He hands it to Engel, trying to run behind his guard. He can't get anywhere as the Raiders slip around behind him. And Matt Swagger came from the defensive inside, ran behind the offensive line, and pulled him backwards down right about the 19-yard line.
Great play by the Raider defense. The defensive linemen and defensive ends held up on their blocks and clogged the hole. And that allowed Swagger to come around from the end and make the tackle. Great play by the Raider defense.
Third and 6 now for Fayette County from the Raider 19-yard line. Wallace will operate from the shotgun. Fakes it to his running back. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. The Raiders flush him out to the left side. He sets, fires into the end zone, and it's batted away. What a great defensive play by the Red Raider defense. None other than Tanner Malin.
Tanner Malin. Looked like he was going to come down with that ball. He went up as high as he could with one hand and deflected the pass, and it only dropped about a yard in front of his other hand outstretched to get it. So a great play by the Raider defense knocking that ball down.
You know, this Raider defense coming alive here in the red zone tonight. Yeah, this is the first time they've had their backs to the wall, and it really shows how well these Raiders can pick up here and just defend themselves in the corner. You know, there's a saying, don't back your enemy into the corner, you know, and that's what you see right here in the red zone.
The second, fourth down of the night for Fayette County. This is fourth and six from the 19. Wallace wants to throw. They're all covered. The Raiders pressure him in the backfield. He fires, and we're going to see. We've got some officials signaling incomplete. We've got one spotting it down right about the 13-yard line. Wow.
Good Hope does not agree with this whatsoever. They're all the players right there saying no, but the referees are going to spot it.
And they spot it right near the first down marker. Kind of a questionable call. If you had some replay, you could look at it. One of the officials was thinking incomplete.
There is a timeout for measurement, though. I don't know if they'll look this over at all, if they have any kind of replay or anything. Not at the high school level.
If it were a home game at Good Hope, yes. The only team I know in the state that does have video replay review at home. So now it's going to come down to the chains. They're bringing them across the way from the far side. It was fourth and six from the 19. Best look here.
They got it by about 2 inches.
It looks like it's close to the 13-yard line. It's going to depend on the stretch of the chain. The crowd will tell you.
First down, Tigers.
You can see.
And the PA guy will tell you. First down, Fayette County.
Look, sorry, number three out there for the Raiders. He doesn't agree with that whatsoever. He was on the coverage there for Good Hope when the pass went to the ground. He thought that was incomplete. A lot of Good Hope Raiders thought it was incomplete. The chains are going to disagree, and the referees are going to disagree with them. So it'll be inside the 15.
You called it, Daniel. He got it by 2 inches. So it's first and 10 now from the 13-yard line. Fayette County on a drive. They took the opening possession. We've got 3:15 left of the first quarter. They've had the ball the entire first quarter. Wallace on a high snap. Quarterback keeper runs to the 5, to the 3, to the 2. And they are going to say he got in the end zone. Touchdown, Fayette County.
Well, they run a little smoke and mirrors there. They had twins on the right side, and the right side flanker receiver comes in motion. You're thinking speed sweep, and when he does, the ball snapped. The linebacker scraped to the outside, and the quarterback runs a keeper, and nobody touched him for about 7 yards, and then he ran over the last two Raiders to fall into the end zone.
Keith Bagwell to attempt the extra point for Fayette County. The snap, the place, the kick, and this one is no good. But I think I heard a whistle. Nope, no whistle. They're just saying no good. So with 3:07 left to play in the first quarter, your score, Fayette County 6, Good Hope nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95.
Caesar's Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Caesar's Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Caesar's Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Caesar's Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School in Fayette, Alabama. Friday Night Live, Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert, where the Fayette County Tigers took an 8-minute and 53-second drive, and they have opened it up with a 6-0 lead over Good Hope. Good Hope hasn't touched the ball yet. Fayette County kept the ball that entire 8 minutes and 53 seconds of the first quarter.
Talk about time management and control there. Fayette County shows early as they just go ahead with a squib there. It's going to be grounded by the Raiders, but you know, time management is going to play out a big factor in this game if it stays very close. If Fayette County can hold on for 8 minutes in the first quarter, just imagine how this fourth quarter is going to go if Fayette County leads this one.
Just grind it, run the clock, and play defense.
And they converted 2 fourth downs on that drive to keep it going. So, yes.
So the Raiders will open up with good field position. First and 10 for their own 35. They trail Fayette 0-6 now with 3:05 left in the first. The Raiders come out. They'll send twins to the far side. One receiver to the near side as they work right to left. One back in the backfield is Colton Bagwell. Bagwell takes a handoff from Bailey Quick, and he barrels across the 35 up to the 37-yard line.
Hard running by Bagwell, just a little give to the right side. He was hit almost immediately, broke that tackle, spun, took on another tackle, And that's some hard 2 yards right there, Tommy.
And Bagwell's going to be a little hungrier tonight as he missed about 2.5 quarters last week after getting tossed early in the second quarter. Second down and 8 now. Receiver split to either side. Handoff on the inside. This time goes to Swagger. Swagger squirts across the 37, maybe to the 38. They're going to mark him down right about the 37.5.
He was hit right at the line of scrimmage. Good to just not lose a yard right there. He fought through that one as they were running out of that reverse wishbone with the quarterback in the shotgun, a back on either side, and one behind him.
And where Fayette County really is methodical, they take their time getting plays in, use their play clock. The Raiders move a little bit faster, but they're still huddling. Trips to the far side for Good Hope as they work right to left. And we have an offside against Fayette County. Zach Jackson got a little bit of a head start, and that's going to help the Raiders on this third and long.
That's exactly right. Instead of it being third and about 8, it's going to be 3rd and 3. So that changes your play call and changes your philosophy on what you need to do and where you need to get for the first down.
Yeah, and it gives you time to put subs in as well. As you see, Dixon comes out of the field for the Raiders as well. And, you know, you did mention something earlier, Tommy. You know, last week we did have some players being tossed. You know, we don't want to get too much into that one. I don't have much to add onto that one. As, again, that's last week we moved on from that one. And I know it's probably why a lot of fans have tuned in this week to hear the Raiders. But, you know, with Matt Dixon in here, I can see them going to him and maybe going to the middle and see what Bailey Quick has.
3rd down and 3 from the 42 now. And they're going to give the 5 yards back as the receiver split to the near side. Drew Maddox flinched just a little bit. And Tamarvick Smith was going to let every official know that he flinched.
He sure did. He got out of his stance and pointed and hollered, but you could see it. You could see it from up here. The official was right on it, but he wasn't letting anybody know that he did not see the man he was guarding one-on-one move real quick.
So we trade 5-yard penalties, and it's back to 3rd and 8 from the Raider 37-yard line. They're working right to left here as you listen to the first quarter. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near side. Bailey Quick wants to throw. Everybody's covered. Now he's having a scramble. Runs to the far side. Fires downfield. Oh, my goodness. What a great pitch and catch. And they're going to give it to him at the 49-yard line. What a catch by Preston Bagwell. That's a SportsCenter highlight.
That's a SportsCenter highlight. Bagwell was on a deep go route. When he saw his quarterback in trouble, he did what you're supposed to do as a receiver. Come back to the quarterback. He come back down the sidelines and Quick put it on him high and away from the defender, and he drug both toes, was on his tiptoes, caught the ball, tucked it in, and hit the ground. Great throw and catch for the Good Hope Raiders.
And you have a holding call against Fayette, which will be declined. So the Raiders are going to be in business in Fayette County territory at their own 48-yard line.
And Quick is one of more of the prolific passers in Coleman County, as we've been to about every school this season. And Bailey Quick seems to have an arm on him right there, and it just shows right there. We don't have video to show you this week. That's a different story.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We do need to explain that here.
We do need to get to the elephant in the room as Bailey Quick has a snap off there to Dixon.
Boom!
Handoff straight up the middle to Colton Bagwell. Bagwell runs across Tigers all the way to the 42.
The Good Hope crowd over there is having a blast out there. They're getting riled up there as Good Hope inside Fayette County Tiger territory for the first time tonight and making use of it. Colton Bagwell going right there and just going right up the middle there.
Bagwell went about 8 yards deep into the Fayette County defense, and the safety come up to hit him and probably wishes he didn't, because he knocked him back about 3 yards, and that's showing his will and his toughness right there.
They give him 6, 2nd and 4 for the Raiders now. Bagwell again, big hole, 40, 35, jumping to the 34-yard line. He's got a Red Raider first down.
Bagwell again off the right side. He showed that he wants to play. He's running hard. He jumped over a defender, took on another guy with the right arm, took 3 of them to bring him down, but he was in the air when they hit him, so they had the advantage at that point. First down, Raiders.
Absolutely, as we're getting into just under 25 seconds now.
This will be the last play of the first quarter. It's 1st and 10, Good Hope, from the Fayette County 35-yard line. Twins to the far side as the Raiders work right to left. Quick in the shotgun. Comes in motion to the far side. It's going to be pitched to Drew Maddox, and Maddox is going to be tackled in the backfield. Fayette County saw that one coming, and Zach Engel was all over it.
Zach Engel rushed in from the outside. Like you said, they had trips to the far side, brought him in motion, pitched it to him, and he just blitzed the corner and made the tackle.
And that ends the first quarter. After one quarter of play, it is Fayette County 6 and Good Hope nothing. We'll be back. This is Friday Night Live on Pullman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as both teams coming back for the second quarter here. We do want to mention that we do not have streaming video here on Facebook Live. Tommy quickly sent email this morning because prompted our change.
Well, you know, and you guys have been doing it all season long.
Criminals.
The Alabama High School Athletic Association has a rule, no video, no live video feeds of games. And I don't know if all the video being shared from last week's game caught their attention or what, but I received an email this morning from the Good Hope principal and said, hey, you know, and it was a blanket email sent from the state. It did not just come to us. Ron Ingram from the state sent the email all across to all high schools across the state. So, look, guys, no more video. On second down and 6, Colton Bagwell gets the handoff, and he barrels down to the Fayette County 30-yard line, a good pickup of about 7.
And you almost wish he'd stay on his foot feet there as his foot got tripped up. And, you know, he could have easily galloped to the end zone with that one. But Fayette County good to do what they can do to get him on the ground and prevent a big play from the Raiders.
So those of you looking for live video feed tonight, we apologize to you. But on according to the state of Alabama, it wasn't supposed to be happening in the first place. So consider those to be bonuses. And we'll try to give you
it's
the best
Tommy.
Visual of it we can here on the radio. On third down and 6, inside shuttle pass from the Raiders to Isaiah Green, and Green's going to be tripped up right about the 30, make that the 27-yard line.
Going to be about a yard shy, maybe two yards shy of the first down. They brought everybody in motion that way, brought all the receivers that way to the left, and did a quick shuttle pass to him, and just happened to get hit in the knees as soon as he caught it. Couldn't make the yardage that was there.
So the first fourth down of the night for the Raiders, and they're going to go. Receiver split to either side. Three backs in the backfield with Bailey Quick from the shotgun. And the Raiders go in motion just a little bit early. That's going to cost them 5 and make the fourth down a little tougher.
Goes from a fourth and short where we were probably going to see Bagwell again because he's been good up the middle and running the football, and now you're bringing it into about fourth and 7, maybe 8 yards. Might have to be a pass play here.
They're going to call it fourth down at 8. They put the football down at the 33-yard line. First fourth down of the night for Good Hope. They trail Fayette County 0-6, just underway in the second quarter. Good Hope working left to right now as you listen here in the second quarter. Receiver split to either side. Bailey Quick fakes it to back. Wants to throw. Got a wide open swagger at the 15, and he's knocked down at the 11-yard line. First down, Red Raiders.
I was just thinking to myself when I looked out and saw the Fayette County defense, they're playing these receivers man-on-man, and the linebacker would have been in charge of Swader, and he got by him, and Quick found him, laid it over the top, pretty pass. Great play by the Raiders.
So it's first and 10 for Good Hope now. The ball resting on the Fayette County 11-yard line. They can get a first down at the 1. Bailey Quick breaks the huddle. He'll operate out of the shotgun. He's going to have two backs in the backfield. That's Bagwell and Dixon behind him. Fakes it to Bagwell. He's going to run a reverse. Preston Bagwell goes around the left side. 10, 5, 4, 3, dies for the pylon. And they're saying, one says he's in. Wait a minute. I got one official saying he's in. The official over on the
touchdown.
Side, no signal. It is. Touchdown. Good Hope.
They had an eye backfield. Bailey Quick took the snap and was running the option going to what would be their right. And as he pitched it to the tailback, Bagwell catches it from his wide receiver spot on the reverse, beats everybody, had his lineman set up a wall for him, and all he had to do was dive to the corner of the end zone. That's why we were waiting on the call. Did he cross the pylon before he went out? And they said he did.
And now Walter Perez will be on to attempt the extra point for Good Hope. And this is huge because Fayette County missed their extra point.
Yeah, and it will literally give Good Hope the lead by 1 point. And there's a flag down here as I think Fayette County jumped there. And it'll be moving up closer and make it easier for Perez to make this. But, you know, if Perez makes this, this literally gives Good Hope the lead. And that's momentum. That's a euphoric feeling, you know, for this Raider team that you are leading this game. Maybe not by much, but it gives you momentum.
The sophomore, Walter Perez, the snap, the place, the kick is up, but it's right down the middle. With 9:43 left in the first half, the Raiders have the lead. It's 7-6, Good Hope over Fayette County. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Walton Tucker Field and Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJM-LP Coleman. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert. Perez kicks off for Good Hope now. It's going to be taken by Jason Robinson of Fayette County at his own 10. 15 cuts back across the field to the 20, 25. Good Hope is wrestling him down right about the 30. The man leading the charge for the Raiders was Tanner Malin along with Johnny Quick.
Looks like Fayette County had a wall set up on this side. Robinson caught it on the far side and come straight this way, broke a couple of tackles, and a couple of Raiders were able to fight through the wall and grab a hold of him and pull him down.
And while we've got a break in the action, I'm going to update you guys on some scores from around Coleman County. Addison leading Hatton 6-0. Cold Springs leads Sullivan 8-6. We'd ask Tommy for the score usually comically, but Coleman leads Fort Payne 7-3.
On 1st and 10, Fayette County on a swing pass out in the right flat to Langston Strawbridge, and Strawbridge is wrapped up out there by the defensive monster for the Raiders, none other than Dylan McDonald.
I believe I saw a flag on the far side, too.
You do, right there, right around the 40, around the 30, I should say.
Illegal shift on Fayette County. That'll back them up 5.
Locust Fork leads Hansville 14-0, while Vonmont trails Holly Pond 8-6. West Point is trailing Hayden 12-0. And again, Tommy, you're with us, so we don't have to ask you about the Coleman game right now.
Hey, glad to be here. Normally I'm at the home games doing a public address for Coleman High School, but honored that Jade, you guys let me come back and do what I'd love to do, and that's talk about football games on the radio with you guys here on Friday Night Live when I get a break. So thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, Tommy. It's glad to have Daniel here as well.
Okay, and I believe Good Hope declined the penalty because now it's 2nd and 8 instead of giving Fayette County 1st down and 7. They'd rather take the down away from them than the yards.
So here it is, 2nd and 8 for Fayette County from their own 32. A receiver split to either side, motion to the near side. Wallace wants to throw. He's got good protection. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. The Raiders are chasing him. He does dump it off in the flat to Robinson. He breaks one tackle, but he cannot get out of the grasp of Austin Knight, who knocks him down right about the original line of scrimmage. He may even lose. Actually, he is. He's going to lose 2 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 10.
Going to lose 2 yards. As Wallace was looking for somebody to throw it to, he ran about 15 yards back, and the only person he could find open was his safety valve, Robinson. And when Robinson caught the ball, Austin Knight come up and put a lick on him and put him down right where he caught it. Actually lost 2 yards.
And Daniel, when you said what you said, it made my head spin for a second, but I thought, you know, Coach Scott was my 8th grade math teacher. I trust what he was doing here. Good move here. Now it's like 3rd and long here.
3rd and 10 for Fayette now. Wallace wants to throw. He's under pressure. The Raiders are chasing him out of the pocket. He looks downfield for an open receiver, and it is incomplete. Intended on the near sideline for Trevor Billups. Good coverage from the Raiders that time, and Matt Swagger. It's going to be 4th and long this time for Fayette County.
Yeah, it looks like the receiver for Fayette County might have injured himself. Lawson Clark, I believe. He's still on the sidelines. They're helping him up now.
As we'll take a look on the field here and see what's going on.
Yeah. Luckily, the injured Fayette County Tigers on the side. Not luckily that he's injured, but he is on the sideline. They're going to allow play to resume because he's off the playing field. Bailey Quick back to receive the punt for Good Hope. Wallace gets it away. Pressure from the Raiders. They almost blocked that one. And it goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line. The Raiders in shape. First and 10 from their own 45, leading Fayette County 7-6 with 8 minutes left of the first half.
He's still walking up, Tommy. It looks like they're going to mark it at about the 49.
They're going to give them four more yards, so even better field position. It's at the Good Hope. It's at their own 49, but they're right there at that orange Clemson-looking Paul logo at the middle of the field.
And, Tommy, I just looked at my phone to check and see if I had any updates from anybody. I had an update from Jay talking about streaming numbers. We do want to welcome in our extended audience here. If you're tuning in on 95.5 FM in the city of Coleman and in Coleman County, we do welcome you, but we also welcome you on Facebook Live and in the TuneIn streaming app. We're back here, Fayette County and Good Hope.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. Bailey Quick calls his own number, and he dances down to the Fayette County 45-yard line. A good pickup of six on a quarterback keeper from Bailey Quick. The great thing about Coleman Community Radio and Live 95 is, yes, you can listen locally. For those of you listening back home, thanks for listening on 95.5. If you know people out of town, they can go to the TuneIn Radio app and listen anywhere in the world, or they can stream at www.live95coleman.com. Reach out to those folks who may want to hear the game but can't hear the signal locally. They can listen to it anywhere in the world.
And, of course, Facebook Live, that's been our go-to now. It's been a pretty popular streaming service for us so far at the radio station.
Second and five for the Raiders now from the Fayette County 46-yard line. Handoff around the far side to Isaiah Green. Green gets across the line of scrimmage but only able to get about one before he's knocked out of bounds over there by the big William Kazir for Fayette County.
Kazir made a great tackle. They tried to run like I've called that reverse wishbone, and they ran us what we used to call student body left, where you give it to the last back and everybody's in front of him blocking, and Kazir made a great tackle.
And
on
he's
the other
like,
side.
I said big Kazir, he's 5'9", 231. He's a bowling ball on that defensive front for Fayette County. Third down and five now for the Raiders from the Tiger 45-yard line. Receiver split to either side for Bailey Quick. Three backs behind him. He's going to run the option to the far side. Calls his own number, keeps it. Oh, my goodness, he's hit hard. He is hit hard out of bounds. Parker Nichols really laid the wood to him right about a yard short of the first down marker.
Quick got the ball, kept it, went around the outside, and once you thought he was going to make it to the first down marker, at least that's what I thought, by the way, he lowered his shoulder, and when he hit, he went straight out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be about a foot, maybe a foot and a half short. Fourth down.
Fourth down, they're going to call it one, but like Daniel said, it might be a foot. Raider fans across the way on their feet, listen to them. They want him to go and want him to pick it up. It's fourth down and a yard. The Raiders lead the Tigers by one. 7-6, 6:32 left in the first half. Here it is. Bailey Quick under center, and Fayette County jumps offsides.
That's what you need right there. Bailey Quick, the master of the hard count there, gets the hard count there against the Fayette County. They're going to move up the field now. What's going on here is
the official signal timeout, Good Hope. You're so telling me that Coach Scott got a timeout right before the offside jump? Oh, my.
Wow.
What an unfortunate break for the Raiders.
And if he did, I'm sure he didn't. Of course, he didn't intend it. That's just unfortunate that you call the timeout thinking you're going to run out of time, but instead a foul will happen on the field and would have just gifted you, wrapped up.
Exactly. I believe what happened was the coach knew the play call, and at that time Bailey Quick's always been in the shotgun. Well, that time he ran up behind the center and was going to snap the ball. They were going to run a different kind of play, and the coach changed his mind, and when he saw Bailey Quick go up towards the center, he called for the timeout. At the same time, they snapped the ball, and the guy jumped offside. So fortunate for them that they still get a fourth down chance, but unfortunate that he called the timeout.
And it's fourth and short. It's fourth and a foot. The ball spotted at the Fayette County 43-yard line. The Raiders come to the line. They'll have receiver split to either side. Bailey Quick will be in the shotgun. Now he's going to walk up and get under center. Two backs beside him. Quick's going to sneak it, and he looks like he's going to have it. I think they're going to mark him down right about the 41-yard line. Everybody on the field signaling first down except the officials, and I'm waiting on an official word.
Where his foot's
he
down.
He says first down. First down, Raiders.
First down. Bailey Quick lined up in the shotgun, went under center. And what I've always said was, you know, if it's less than a yard and the defense doesn't have a nose guard, that's when you snap it to the quarterback and he just follows the center. You've got to be able to get 1 yard when there's no nose guard in front of the center.
So it's first and 10 for Good Hope now, leading Fayette County by 1-7-6 with 6:05 left in the first half. Trips to the far side for Good Hope. One receiver to the near side. Bagwell, the lone back beside Quick. Quick wants to throw. He's under pressure. Rolls to the near side. Now fires. Complete. Great catch at the 20-yard line. That is Drew Maddox, and he's got another Red Raider first down.
Drew Maddox came from the far. He was the furthest receiver on the far side in the trips formation. He ran about an 18, 19-yard cross. And when Quick rolled out, he was the only one still running, and nobody had picked him up coming across the zone. So great play, great catch by Drew Maddox.
And you look at Quick there, he just has just throws off any pressure that's there. Pocket's closing, he runs out, makes a throw. Not a sweat on that man's
so helmet. So poised in the pocket for Bailey Quick. First and 10 from the 20 now. Quick hands it off. No, he fakes it. What a great fake. He's wide open. 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Raiders.
Bailey Quick with a great read. He was reading off of Bagwell. He read him in the hole, stuck the football in his stomach, and he's reading the defender. When the defender bent down on Bagwell, he pulled the ball out, and nobody was in the middle, and he was off to the races.
So Walter Perez on to attempt the point after for the Raiders. Everybody set. And once again, that's twice in a row on extra points that Fayette has jumped off sides. The same guy, and he's barreling over the offensive guard for the Raiders, and they flagged him both times. It's like he takes pleasure in jumping off sides and rolling the offensive lineman.
Does he think that maybe if he brings the kicker up forward, well, they just kind of throw them off thinking, yeah, it's going to be easy. But you did see the pressure come last time they did kick an extra point. That pressure could be coming again as well if we're seeing repeats.
Walter Perez now to attempt the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and this one is low and no good. It goes under the crossbar, so now we both missed an extra point. And with 5:25 left in the first half, your score, Good Hope 13, Fayette County 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Walton Tucker Field. Perez kicks off, but it's a short pooch kick. They pooch kicked it, and it's fielded by Darius Lloyd at the 40, and he runs all the way up to the 47-yard line. Why the pooch kick when before Perez kicked it deep?
I've never understood that. Years of watching high school football, why not kick it as deep as you can, make them go as far as they have to go? When you pooch kick it, you give up great field position. Here they are at their own 48-yard line.
Well, there's one thing I've got to wonder. Maybe on that extra point attempt, he may have hurt his foot or something.
Good Hope leads 13-6 with 5:18 left in the first half. Wallace wants to throw. Penalty flags laying on the turf by the back judge.
If I had to guess, I would say false start. Against Fayette County, it looked like to me I saw a couple of guys move before that ball was snapped.
Yeah, a couple of Tigers not feeling happy with themselves, too. And that's the case.
Looked like it was a false start, but the official signaled illegal substitution, much to the dismay.
And you got some players out there doing a quick math real quick.
Walden Tucker. Walden doesn't like the call. The Walden Tucker head coach, not the Walden Tucker that the field's named after, or the backup quarterback.
And I saw the receiver run out on the field, Tommy, and if I'm not mistaken, if you come onto the field of play to line up, you have to go at least past the numbers. And he wasn't past the numbers, which that might have been the play that why they called the foul that they called.
First and 15 now for Fayette County. Twins to the near side, one receiver to the far side as they work right to left. High snap, but Wallace hauls it in. Fires complete to Billups on the near sideline, and he's ridden out of bounds by two Raiders. Dylan McDonald led the charge, and he had help out here from Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick grabbed a hold of him. Like you said, they run about a 10-yard stop route. Johnny Quick grabbed a hold of him, but he was starting to squirt away. And if it wasn't for the help from McDonald, he might have broke the tackle, but he was able to bring him down. And looks like that gained about 13 or 14 yards. Second and short here for Fayette County.
4.5 minutes left in the first half. Good Hope leads it 13-6, but Fayette County's driving. Second and two from the Raider 44-yard line. Tied backs in the backfield. Engel gets the call. Engel barrels across the 40, and he drags Matthew Dixon with him all the way down to the 37-yard line.
And Dixon's running off the field, favoring his right shoulder. He could have hurt himself right there because he made the tackle, but he's running off the field and he's holding his right shoulder. So Bagwell with a big run, picking up a first down for Fayette County. He's a hard runner as well.
So Fayette County has it first and 10 now from the Raider 37-yard line. Twins to the far side, one receiver to the near as they work from right to left. They'll have motion to their side. Wallace on a quarterback draw runs down to the 30-yard line before Dylan McDonald knocks him to the turf there.
Another great play from Fayette County. They're using smoke and mirrors, as people like to call it. They bring the receiver in motion. Everybody's thinking speed sweep. Once again, quarterback keeper. And he picked big game for Fayette County.
So second down, they're going to officially call it 4. 3.5 minutes left to play. The Raiders with a 7-point lead, 13-6. Fayette County, tight set. Everybody in tight here except for one receiver to the far side. They give it to Engel running behind his tackles, and he's got a Tiger first down and more down to the 22-yard line.
Nothing fancy about that. They have one back in the backfield, two, I would call them wing backs, up behind the tackle and the tight end, and just power football. They run right behind them, and Engel's a hard runner, has been running hard all night, runs over a couple of Raider defenders. Big game for Fayette County.
So he picks up a first down, first and 10, Fayette County, from the Red Raider 22-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Wallace wants to throw, fires on the near side. It's complete. That's Walker. Walker is down to the 10, and he's run out of bounds there by Swagger and Quick, but we've got a penalty flag right about the 11-yard line.
They could call offensive face mask here because once he made the catch, Walker stiff-armed Quick, but he stiff-armed him. That is the call,
is
face mask on the offense. You can put your hand on the face mask of a defender, but you can't grab. And he actually grabbed the face mask and pulled him down, trying to get him away from making the tackle.
So that'll back up the great throw and catch for Fayette. They'll repeat the down. It'll be first down and 5 as they'll put the football down at the 17-yard line.
Ball spotted at the 17-yard line.
3 minutes, 6 seconds left in the first half. Good Hope clinging to a 13-6 lead, but Fayette County's driving. Again, very methodical by Coach Tucker in Fayette County. They take their time getting plays in. The 25-second clock is down to 8, and they're coming to the line now. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far, one back beside Wallace in the shotgun. 25-second clock is going to tick down, and Coach Tucker is going to take timeout. We'll take one with him. Clock has stopped. 2:37 left in the first half. Your score, Good Hope 13, Fayette County 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here from Fayette County High School, home of the Tigers. Addison is leading Hatton 12-0, while Cold Spring still leads Sullivan 8-6. Fort Payne is leading Coleman 10-7. Again, your game of the week, Good Hope 13, Fayette County 6. Fayette County driving down the field right now, Locust Fork 21 over Hansville's 8. While Vonmont trails Holly Pond 16-6, Hayden still has a 12-0 lead over the West Point Warriors. Tommy?
They reset the clock to 2:40. It ticked on down after the timeout. I was thinking 2:37, but they reset it to 2:40. First and five for Fayette County now from the Raiders 17. They hand it off to Engel. Engel's hitting the backfield. They're going to get him. They're going to knock him down into backfield. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Good Hope Raiders are back there. The man leading the charge, none other than number 15, Isaiah Green.
Isaiah Green was the first one through the line. And Fayette County, once again, was going with, I don't know if you call it their big package because they don't have an extra lineman, but they have big running backs in the backfield. And Isaiah Green seen that play once or twice. He broke through and stuffed him out. Brought him back for a two-yard loss.
Second down at 8 for Fayette County. The ball is on the Red Raider 20-yard line. High snap to Wallace. He wants to throw. Now he's flushed out of his pocket. Isaiah Green's chasing him. He heaves it way downfield and about 5 yards out of bounds. Incomplete. That'll bring up third down and long now for Fayette County.
He had to get rid of that ball quick. Isaiah Green was coming for him. He rolled to the right, and Green looked like he was shot out of a cannon. He was 8 yards away from him, and the next thing you know, he was on him. And Wallace threw that ball way out of bounds, making sure nobody could catch it and nobody was going to touch it.
And I am monitoring the Facebook stream as we are on about 20 streamers right now. We'd like to welcome you in, as well as people on TuneIn Radio app and on terrestrial radio, as I say big words here at Coleman's Live 95. We are the Intergalactic Radio Station. Shout out to Chris, Josh, couldn't be here. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert.
Third and 8 for Fayette County now. Wallace wants to throw. Everybody's covered. He's flushed out of the pocket. The Raiders chase him to the near sideline, but he fires. Oh, what a catch. A great pitch and catch to Trevor Billups at about the 6. He was covered. I can't believe that Wallace got the ball into him.
Well, Wallace was running for his life, and he was running to his left and a right-handed quarterback, not the ideal way to be running and throw it. And like you said, he was covered up, and Billups somehow squeezed between the two Raiders, and Wallace put it right on him. He made the catch, and that is going to be enough for a first down.
Tanner Malin and Johnny Quick had him covered, we thought, but Wallace squeezes it in there, and that's first and goal for Fayette. They trail by 7, 13-6, Good Hope with a minute 50 in the first half. Fayette County now on first and goal. Wallace wants to throw, rolls out to the far side.
There's a flag
there's
right there.
There's going to be a flag. It was intended for Tredarian Walker, and Walker was pretty much tackled right about the goal line, but maybe a good touchdown-saving penalty.
That's what I was always taught to do, and I know that's what they teach you to do. If you're beat, go ahead and get the penalty, take the 15 yards or whatever it is, but save a touchdown and live to play another down. So that's exactly what happened. He was on a corner route, and he actually beat the corner, and he just turned around and tackled him. So, yeah, yes, it's a penalty. Yes, they get the play over, but there's no touchdown on that play.
They'll penalize at half the distance. It'll be first and goal now from the 3. I'm going to bet we see a running play from Fayette County. Running back checks in at 5'8", 235. That's Colton Cooper. He's the up back, and they're going to run right behind him with Engel. Engel dances in the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown. Like I said, they bring in the big package, the two big backs. They line up behind the tackle, behind the tight end, and with Engel been running hard all night, they hand it to him. He reads what those two backs do, and he makes his cut off of them, and I don't think anybody touched him, Tommy, until he was in the end zone.
No, I don't know too many folks that could not run behind Colton Cooper at 5'8", 235.
Yeah, Tommy, if I was a betting man, I'd be taking that all the way to the bank right there, as I saw that right away. There was no other easy – you know, you got that size of a back ahead of you, a player ahead of you, you just got to go for it. They're going for the two-point conversion here, though, on the field.
13-12, and Fayette County lines up for a two-point attempt. They've got trips to the near side, one receiver to the far. Now they send motion to the far side. Wallace fakes a throw to the left, wants to throw to the right. Everybody's covered, throws back across the middle, and oh, my goodness, what another great catch from Trevor Billups. Where did he come from?
Trevor Billups was on the far outside. He was running a deep cross across the middle. He curled on the inside, and when Wallace rolled to the right, he did, like I said earlier, what receivers are supposed to do when your quarterback's in trouble. You come back to him. He ran to the middle of the field. Wallace saw him and threw it low, and he made another great catch for the two-point conversion.
1 minute, 41 seconds left in the first half, and we've got a 14-13 ball game. Fayette County back on top. We have got a dandy, and I'm glad you're with us. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman, proud to be Coleman's independent radio. I'm Tommy Warhurst, my brother Daniel Warhurst alongside, and Dylan Diemert. Sometimes I would say Brother Dan's with me, and so I'll say, is he a pastor? No, he's just a brother. He's Brother Daniel. Glad to have him here along with Dylan Diemert, and glad you're with us here on Live 95, whether you're listening on 95.5, whether you're streaming us at www.live95coleman.com, or whether you're listening on the TuneIn Radio app or on Facebook. We're glad you're with us. Hope we're painting a good picture for you here of the Raiders and the Tigers.
Haven't seen you guys since the playoff game with Holly Pond last year, so it's good to be back with you guys, as well as our usual crew. Kind of taking a break this week. Josh couldn't make it. Christopher Greer could not make it on the call last week. In place of me, I couldn't be there last Friday, but I'm glad to be here this Friday. We've got a dandy of a game here, a knockdown dragout so far.
I believe on the kickoff, Tommy, they're going to call offsides against Fayette County. That's their second kickoff tonight. They do a little squib kick. He kicks it right down the middle of the field, but that time they were a little too eager, and they're going to back him up, and now they'll kick it off from the 35-yard line instead of the 40.
If you're just joining us, Fayette County took an 8-minute and 57-second drive on their opening possession, scored, missed the extra point. Good Hope got the ball, scored relatively quick, made their extra point. Then Good Hope scored again, took the lead, missed their extra point. And now Fayette County just scoring, going for two, and that's how they have the lead now at 14-13, a minute 41 left in the first half. Fayette County set to kick off. That's Walden Tucker the second. And he'll do, like Daniel said, kick a squib kick. It'll be picked up by Bailey Quick at the 30. Quick dances to the 35, to the 40, across the 45, and knocked down right about the 47-yard line.
Once again, not kicking it deep, kicking a little short squib kick. You're going to give the other team field position at the 45. It's what they've been averaging on both sides tonight. So I don't understand it, but
the thinking has got to be, let's not give up a big return. But in my opinion, Dylan, you're giving up great field position.
Well, you look at the clock, 1:33. Good Hope usually strikes pretty quickly. I think maybe what they're thinking is, you know, maybe Good Hope can get a drive downfield, strike, score, give enough time for Fayette County to come right back and do the same thing. It's going to be a back and forth really quick 2 minutes.
First and 10, Good Hope now from their own 46. Colton Bagwell gets the call across the line of scrimmage, and he's hit hard. He's hit right in the hole. They may give him one as they really laid the wood to him right about the line of scrimmage.
Looked like number 9, Myron Swanigan, came up and hit Bagwell hard, spun him in a circle, and then he actually held on to him and didn't let him get away. So, and
to spin Colton Bagwell is really saying something. 6'2", 255. So when you hit him and spin him around, you've done something.
yes, you have.
They give him 1 yard, second down and 9. Clock under a minute now in the first half. Good Hope either needs to try to score or just run this one out. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Quick puts it in the belly of Colton Bagwell. And Bagwell's going to pick up one and be knocked down right about the 48-yard line. Penalty flag laying right near the tackle. And this may go against Fayette because the official is talking to one of the Fayette players as if he's the guilty party, maybe telling him what he did wrong.
Yeah, I couldn't see anything. I saw the holding against Good Hope.
Okay.
So
the official threw the flag and ran in and immediately started talking to one of the Fayette guys. And I don't know if he was just calming him down after the hold. I was almost assuming maybe he did something wrong and he's telling him what he
did.
That's
what you would think. He was telling him, hey, I saw this or I saw that. And he might have been actually telling him, I saw him pulling your jersey.
He could be. Clock has stopped with 47 seconds left in the first half. They back the Raiders up all the way to their own 37-yard line. It's second down and 19 now. Clock is ticking. Receiver split to either side. Three backs in the backfield. Quick fakes the handoff. He's going to run the option, pitches it away, and it goes out of bounds. Colton Bagwell couldn't catch up with it. Kind of a bad pitch from Bailey Quick. The bad thing is it goes out of bounds and stops the clock.
The lucky thing is it went out of bounds because it was in front of Bagwell. He couldn't get to it, and lucky it had enough bounce that it bounced on out of bounds because there was three Fayette County Tigers over there, and if that ball had stopped bouncing or laid up just a little bit, it would have been Fayette County ball if they wouldn't have picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown.
Guys, it's third down and 24. The ball is all the way back at the 32-yard line. They started at their own 46, but there's 26.8 seconds left. If you're a Raider fan, you don't really want anything bad to happen. You want to get out of this first half with only a one-point deficit due to a missed field goal. On third and eight, Colton Bagwell gets a handoff, and he's got a hole, 40, 42, up to the 43-yard line.
Fayette County is going to call a timeout because that's going to bring up fourth and about 14 or 15 yards. So with any time left on the clock, if you're Fayette County, you're thinking, hey, we're going to at least make you punt the football, make a good snap, a good catch, a good punt. You know, anything can happen, and that's a smart call by the Fayette County Tigers to call a timeout.
And, you know, you've got that distance ahead of you. You've got to pay long distance to talk to one player from the other down between these markers here. As Good Hope's got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But they may do what they say can't be done.
It's fourth and 15 from the 41. Now, you've only seen that in replays and the remix at the movie. There's no way you were anywhere near old enough to see that back in the day.
No, not at all.
Everybody knows the song, though.
Fourth down and 15 for Good Hope.
For their own 41-yard line. 19 seconds left in the first half. Bailey Quick back in punt formation for the Raiders. Tredarian Walker back to receive for Fayette County. Bailey Quick's in trouble. Oh, my goodness, he barely gets it away.
It's in the stands.
It almost looked like he wanted to fake it, and then he rolled out to his left and barely got the punt off as he was under pressure from Fayette County, and it was a horrible kick. It goes out of bounds at midfield.
Well, to be honest with you, it looked like it was a fake because he was going to come up and throw, but Fayette County come through the line so hard he didn't have a chance to step into a throw. So he pulled it down and ran to his left, and then he actually kicked that with his left foot. And he's been throwing right-handed, so I'm sure he's right-footed, but he kicked that, Tommy, with his left foot just to get it off and not take the deep sack, and that's why it went into the stands. Actually, a pretty athletic play by the kid to kick it with his opposite foot. I don't know if any of y'all have ever tried to throw with your opposite hand.
That's really funny.
But try to kick with your opposite foot is even funnier.
Well, we do want to thank our sponsors real quick. We got 11 seconds left in this half. We do want to thank Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. As we are here at Fayette County High School at the home of the Tigers. Tigers lead at home, 1 point advantage here, 14-13, 11.7 seconds left to go as there's a lot of talk on the field right now.
Yeah, some confusion on the field. The officials are still in conference after the punt. We don't know if it's about the ball placement, if it's the clock time. We really don't know. Clock says 11.7 seconds left. And now they're 14. Having them put 3 seconds back on the clock to make it 14 seconds.
I guess while they still talk things over, we'll get you some updates on scores from around Coleman County. At halftime, Addison leads Hatton 28-0. Cold Spring still leads Silligent 8-6. Fort Payne leads Coleman 13-7. And Locust Fork leading Holly Pond 21-8.
First and 10, Fayette County now from midfield. 14 seconds left in the first half. They'll send trips to the near side. One back is Robinson, right beside Walker. Wallace, the quarterback. Wallace wants to throw, fires across the middle, incomplete. It was intended for Lawson Clark, and he was covered by the linebacker Dylan McDonald.
Dylan McDonald made a great play towards the ball. Wallace looked like he was trying to hit the curl route on the inside. He had two receivers deep, a curl, and then somebody and a flat coming out here, and he chose that one, and McDonald made a great play diving in and almost got a hand on the ball.
So it's second down and 10 for Fayette County. Now for midfield, Fayette County leads Good Hope 14-13. We've got 9 seconds left in the first half. Trips to the near side. Robinson beside Wallace. Wallace from the shotgun fires a pass out here in the flat to Smith. Smith across midfield to the 45 and knocked out of bounds right about the 40-yard line. Again, Dylan McDonald on the stop for Good Hope.
Dylan McDonald's all over the field tonight. He come from his middle linebacker spot all the way to the sidelines to make the tackle on Tamarvik Smith. Just a straight stand-up, threw it to him, and he got what he could get and got out of bounds to stop the clock. Now they're at the 40-yard line, probably range for the quarterback to throw one in the end zone.
2.5 seconds left in the first half. Fayette County clinging to a one-point lead over Good Hope due to a missed extra point by the Raiders. First and 10 from the 40. Wallace wants to throw. He's got trips to the near side. He fires down looking to the end zone. And this is going to be intercepted in the end zone by Bailey Quick. That will bring the first half to a close. And what a first half it's been. Back and forth, the Fayette County Tigers go to the locker room at the end of the first half with a 14-13 lead over Good Hope. We'll be back. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned
Scissor Salon. Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School for Friday Night Live. I'm Tommy Warhurst. It is halftime, and the Fayette County Tigers lead the Good Hope Raiders by a score of 14-13. I was hoping the Red Raider Band was going to perform and we could bring that to you tonight, but they are not performing. But will take you down to the field for the sounds of the Fayette County Tiger Marching Band. We're at halftime on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Proud to be Coleman's independent radio. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Listening to the sounds of the Fayette County Tiger Marching Band as we're at halftime here between Good Hope and Fayette County. Fayette County with a one-point lead over the Good Hope Red Raiders. It's 14-13 at halftime. Once again, the Good Hope Band not performing, but we'll take you down to the field for more of the sounds of the Fayette County Tiger High School Marching Band.
This tune spent 14 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. In the U.S., and 7 non-consecutive weeks at number one on the U.K. singles chart. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Uptown Funk. Final selection of the evening features a tune with a more recent success on the Billboard Top 100, recorded by American singer-songwriter Justin Timberlake. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Can't Stop the Feeling. Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of the Fayette County Tiger High School Marching Band. We're at halftime, where Fayette County leads Good Hope by a score of 14-13. Now back down to the field for the sounds of the Fayette County Tiger Marching Band. The halftime performance of the Fayette County Tiger High School Marching Band. We're at halftime here at Walden Tucker Field. 14-13, your score. Fayette County leading Good Hope. We'll be back with more of the halftime show. After these words, you're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
All aboard!
Well, it has definitely been a crazy first half between the Good Hope Raiders and the Fayette County Tigers, 14-13. Fayette County with the lead. Some of you may be surprised, but then those of you that have followed Raider football know this is a hard-fighting football team, and they think last year, had they not had so many turnovers against Fayette, the Raiders would have come away with a victory last year. They're 1 point shy right now as we go into the half. A missed extra point by Perez. His first extra point, sky high, straight down the middle. The next one low, just under the crossbar. That 1 point difference is the difference so far. Fayette County took the ball on their opening drive in the first quarter. They drove 79 yards in 17 plays, used 8 minutes, 53 seconds off the clock, and took the lead, but they missed their extra point. After that, Good Hope got the ball. They drove down and scored, made the extra point, held Fayette County, got the ball back, drove down, Good Hope scored again, and then that's when Perez missed the second extra point there. So it was a 7 point Raider lead, and then as the closing moments of the first half came in, Fayette County drives down and scores, goes for two, makes it. So that's where we are, 14-13, as we're halfway through halftime. Again, I wanted to bring you the sounds of the Good Hope Raider marching band. They did not perform tonight. They're across the way. They are playing during the game, but they did not perform at halftime tonight. So we're unable to bring those sounds to you. I wanted to do that for those of you back at home that may have kids in the band and wanted to hear them, but we couldn't bring it to you, so I apologize in advance. Third quarter and fourth quarter are going to be a dandy, as this is the game to decide first place in 4A Region 5. Fayette County undefeated in the region. If the Raiders can come back from this one-point deficit and win this one tonight, there'll be a three-way tie for first place in the region, and that goes into the tiebreaker, which really gets complicated. We'll try to explain that later on tonight if that pans out, or you can tune in Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock when Dylan, Christopher Greer, and Josh Lawler host Prep Sports Live. They talk all high school football. They'll recap games from tonight, and they'll look ahead to Week 10 in the regular season next Friday night. That happens every Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock right here on Live 95. It's Prep Sports Live. We're at halftime. Fayette County leads Good Hope 14-13. We'll be back in a moment. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert. And we're at halftime, where the Fayette County Tigers lead the Good Hope Raiders by a score of 14-13. Scores from around the county at the half. Addison leads Hatton 28-0. Cold Springs leads Sullivan 8-6. Fort Payne has jumped out to a 6-point lead over Coleman 13-7. Fayette County, where we are here, Good Hope. Fayette County leads Good Hope 14-13. Locust Fork leads Hansville 21-8. Glenn leads Meek by 4, 20-16. Holly Pond, 22-6 over Vinemont. And Hayden with a 12-point lead over West Point, 8-12, West Point 0. Those scores from halftime around the county. Glad you're with us here on Friday Night Live. We do this each and every Friday night. In addition to high school football coverage, you're going to find a great mix of music on Coleman's Live 95. We're independent, which means nobody tells us what to play. That's up to Jay and Melissa. They make the music choices, put it out there for you. On Tuesday at 5 o'clock, I mentioned Prep Sports Live. Dylan Beamer is your host for that. Josh Lawler and Christopher Greer. They talk high school football every Tuesday afternoon from 5 until 6. Then after that, Understanding the Law on Tuesday evening. Fast forward to Thursday, we have Sports Talk Live, where Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk college sports from 4 to 6. Sandy Seibert takes the air at 6 o'clock, talking about healthy living and so forth there. Then after that, it's the Big B radio show. And I did forget the Tuesday afternoon show at 4, which is Dylan's Gonna Know More, and that is you to me, Dylan.
Hey, guys, Jay Fuller here. Just kidding. I got to play that role real quick. Yeah, Health Talk Live. I think I'm butchering that real bad right now.
I see a segment about that right now. My mistake is going in and doing all that winging it and not remembering what all the programs are. So my apologies to the 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon.
Good guys.
It's a mental health talk show that gets you into good mental health.
Life Talk Live. Life Talk Live. I'm Coleman's Live 95. And as well, Prep Sports will be kind of transitioning into basketball season after a couple of weeks. Granted, how things go for these two teams tonight.
And it looks like we've talked about a few scores. It looks like, and I hate to get ahead of ourselves, but with Holly Pond with a commanding lead over Vinemont, it looks like the Broncos, should they hang on and win, they're going to advance to the playoffs. Holly Pond would more than likely travel in the first round of the playoffs as the number 4 seed, more than likely to Geraldine over in Northeast Alabama. Geraldine would be the number 1 team in that region. So more than likely should Holly Pond hold on and Geraldine win tonight. Holly Pond will travel to Geraldine in the first round of the playoffs. In our game tonight, a lot still at stake for both teams. Fayette County is the only undefeated team in the region with no region losses. They're currently setting atop the 4A Region 5 at 5-0. Northside checks in at 4-1. Good Hope is at 4-1. Curry is 3-2. Should Good Hope come back from this one-point deficit, there'll be a three-way tie for first place in the region. The way I read the playoff breakdown, and it gets crazy with a three-way tie. You look at the teams that play, the teams that are tied for the three-way tie, you look at those teams' winning percentage against the number one team in the region. Well, there really won't be a number one team because they're all going to have one loss. If they say Fayette's the number one team in the region, the only team that would beat Fayette would be Good Hope. So we may have to wait and let the state sort this one out when Good Hope comes back and wins this one later on. Should they do that and make a three-way tie? Is it real? I mean, there's A through J. Let's see. There are high-breaking procedures that will go. If more than two teams are tied, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different scenarios that you could do. This happened, okay, you go this, go this.
And I think inside each one of those A through J, there's a 1, 2, and a 3. So if 1 wasn't met, you go to 2. If 2 wasn't met, you go to 3. And if 3 wasn't met, you go to the next letter.
And I've read it 3 times today, but it still makes my head hurt that way. So we'll say, we'll let the guys on, we'll let Dylan and the guys on Prep Sports Live sort it out. We'll know after tonight how the scenario plays out, because these are the last region games tonight. Next week, the non-region games to allow the brackets to place. And in some cases, next week's games, even though they're non-region, will matter in the case of some of these ties. They'll look at your overall season record.
If one of the scenarios is overall season record, then that would be the case. You would have to win next week, no matter who you're playing, to be the overall champion of the region.
Well, thanks, Tommy, for passing off the duties to us Tuesday. No, no, it is mind-boggling to see what these tiebreakers are for these teams. As you know, just to get into the playoffs, you'd think it'd be just win a game and go, but no, you've got to go through A through J.
The only real scenario, and again, we're at halftime, but the only real scenario that would be almost in concrete, should Fayette County hold on to the lead, Good Hope would be the 3 seed in the region. They would more than likely travel to Randolph in Huntsville and play the 2 seed out of that region. More than likely, it's going to be Randolph. Outside chance, it could be DAR or St. John Paul II. More than likely, it'll be Randolph should Fayette County hold on. But we've got 24 minutes of football left. The Raiders only trail Fayette County by one. The second half is just about set to kick off.
And, Tom, I don't even want to ask you what would happen if Good Hope was to win this one tonight, you know, because that may open up another door of possibilities. And
well, it does. That's what we talked about. If Good Hope wins this game tonight, there's a three-way tie for first, and it's complicated because Good Hope would have beat Fayette. Fayette would have beat Northside. Northside would have beat Good Hope. That's where you get into the A through J scenarios.
Should Good Hope win and they somehow, you know, check all that applies and get that first place, they'll be hosting, right?
They'll be hosting in the first round, correct. One and two seeds will host, three and four seeds travel.
All right.
So Fayette County received to open the game. That's where they went 8 minutes and 53 seconds, 79 yards on 17 plays, and scored to open the game. But Good Hope is going to receive to start the second half.
That's exactly right. And I was just thinking to myself, as they were lined up on the field, I was thinking, well, I thought Good Hope ended the game on that half of the field, or that side of the 50. And somebody figured it out just like I did, because the referees came together and made them both swap. So now it's Good Hope going left to right. Fayette County going to kick off from the right, going right to left.
Walt Tucker, the second, set to kick off for Fayette County. Back to receive for the Raiders are Preston Bagwell.
That's going to be illegal touching. They went with the squib kick again. It rolled to the right, and a Fayette County player touched it before it went 10 yards.
So that should be a flag on the far side, and it should be Raider football in excellent field position. They should get it in Fayette County territory at the 47-yard line.
That's exactly right. That's what they're going to spot.
And the officials are still discussing this at midfield. Coach Tucker out on the field for Fayette County, but the official just now signals first and 10 for Good Hope. They'll put the football down at the Fayette County 47-yard line. Nobody wants to kick the ball deep anymore.
I don't understand it myself. Why give the other team field position on your side of the 50?
On 48-yard line of the Tigers.
So first and 10 for the Raiders now from the Tiger 47-yard line. And immediately, Bailey Quick barks the signals, and the Tigers jump off sides. Coach Tucker is livid on the sideline, folks. I'm telling you. You know, I've only called one other game here. I called Deschler and Fayette County in the playoffs in 1998. Never played here as a player, only called one game here. But the history has been, you better bring your game because you play more than the players at Fayette County. But tonight, they're thinking it's happening the opposite way. On first down, Matt Swagger gets a call, and he runs over a couple of Tigers all the way down to the 39-yard line.
Tommy, I was still in diapers when you were down here last time. to put it in perspective, the last time you've probably seen the stadium, but you know, you definitely do play more than just the players out here. You've got a livid crowd as well with the coach here, and this crowd really kind of just feeling their hometown team. They're kind of just like just right down the road in Walker County. They really have spirit for their hometown team.
Second and one now for the Raiders. Quick hands it off to Colton Bagwell. Bagwell's met right at the line of scrimmage. He was hit in the hole by Myron Swaggin. And they're going to give him forward progress to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more.
Nothing more. Once again, Myron Swaggin comes in and lays the wood to Bagwell. That's the second time he's come up and made a tackle. And if I'm looking at this correctly, Swaggin is 5'8", 161. And you've already mentioned Bagwell goes 6'2", 255, but he's not scared of contact.
Third down and two for Good Hope from the Fayette County 40. Receiver split to either side. Three backs beside Bailey Quick. Quick again gives it in the middle. Nothing doing again for Colton Bagwell. That hole closed up quick by the Tigers.
And we talked about great field position for Good Hope starting off in Fayette County territory. Before the ball was even snapped, getting 5 yards, and Fayette County's really bowed their back and held strong right here. They gave up 4 yards on the first play and haven't given up any on the last three.
You almost kind of wonder if the Raiders are going to bait them inside, 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 and try to pop it outside, but no. On fourth down and two, Good Hope elects to punt or at least get in punt formation. The ball is on the Fayette County 40. Bailey Quick drops back in punt formation. Fayette County doesn't send anybody back deep.
Oh,
And now, timeout. Dead ball to lay a game against the Raiders. They could have punted that one and really pinned them deep, but now they back them up 5 yards. They'll put the football down just inside the 45-yard line.
Just short of the 45-yard line.
Bailey Quick back in punt formation. Nobody really back deep for Fayette County. They're going to let Tredarian Walker drift back there, but he's not really deep in punt formation. Bailey Quick should hit this one from his own 47. Good snap, steps to his right, punts it. Oh, he gets away a beauty. It's over Walker's head, hits at the 10-yard line, is going to be downed right at the 9 by Preston Bagwell.
Tommy, that looked like a nice 9-iron into the green right there. That ball hit about the 7 and actually had some backspin on it. Since nobody was back for Fayette County, it spun back to the 9, and Good Hope was right there to down it. So they'll pin them deep. Great punt by Quick with a little backspin.
And, Tommy, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I'm going to go ahead and go off a different tangent real quick. You know, you may have to go back with that playoff tangent after a while if we get a stoppage in play. I guess a lot of fans out there saying they could not hear you. Back then, but we'll get back on that one later. But back to the field.
First and 10, Fayette County now. Swing pass out on the near sideline to Robinson. Robinson turns a corner, gets across the 20, and up to about the 23-yard line.
Jason Robinson.
Great play to get yourself out of the hole. Like I said, Good Hope had them pinned deep, and they come with a swing pass to the right. They just outran the linebacker and picked up at least 15, 16 yards. That'll get you out of the hole quick. Now you're on the 25. So great play by Fayette County to get themselves out from deep in their own territory.
Go Tigers!
First and 10, Fayette County now from their own 24-yard line. They'll send two receivers to the far side, actually three. They'll have one to the near side. Robinson, the lone back, standing to the left of Walker, the quarterback. Bobbled snap. Walker's going to try to pick it up, and he barely gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll actually be about 2 yards shy.
Well, I don't know what happened there. He just seemed to stumble over and just slid on the field. You got to wonder if the texture on the field, because you got a few players out there walking around, stretching calves and everything out there in that same area. Maybe it's a bit slick out there in that portion of the field. I'm looking out there. It's a little bit darker than, I guess, the rest of the field, but that's probably where a lot of the wear and tear has been going in that end zone.
And we did take a good bit of rain the last couple of days, but the field looks to be in good condition. Second down and 13 now from the 21 for Fayette County. Trips to the near side, one to the far side.
Now that
Wallace
one did
wants
bounce.
To throw, and he fires incomplete, intended again for Trevor Billups, who's had a couple of great catches so far. A
couple of great catches by Billups. He's went down low, kept his arms underneath the ball, but that one actually bounced about a yard before it got to him, so there wasn't any question about that one. But he has made a couple of great catches tonight.
Big third down now for the Good Hope Raiders. Third down and 13 from the 21-yard line. They'll have two receivers to either side. Robinson will be the lone back standing beside Wallace to his right. Wallace from the shotgun. And whistles. False start. They're going to call on Fayette County.
That was a third and 13. They're going to back them up five more. It's going to be about third and 18 now. So Good Hope needs to come up, keep them in front of you right here. If they catch it in front of you, make the sure tackle. Don't give up the first down yardage. Keep everybody in front of you. It's what Good Hope's got to be thinking right here.
They'll back them up to the 16-yard line. It'll be third down and 8 from the 16. A 14-13 Fayette County lead over Good Hope with 8:36 left in the third quarter. Twins to either side. Robinson, the back, standing beside Wallace, a quarterback, in the shotgun. Wallace takes a snap, got good protection, fires way downfield. Beautiful spiral intended for Tremarvik Smith. And they're going to flag Preston Bagwell with pass interference.
Yeah, Tamarick Smith had a step on Bagwell. The ball was actually underthrown, and as Tamarick Smith tried to make his way back to the ball, him and Bagwell got caught up, run into each other, bumped into or whatnot. But the receiver has the right to get back to the ball unimpeded, and they're going to flag him, and that'll be an automatic. Well, I don't know. It was third and 18, so a 15-yard penalty would make it third and 3. So
it will not be a spot foul and not an automatic first down. I don't believe it'll be a 15-yard penalty. They should be 3 yards shy of the first down. We'll see where they step it off.
It's going to be about three. That's exactly right.
15 yards from
from the line of scrimmage.
So they'll move the football up to the 31-yard line now. Third down and three for Fayette County. Again, they'll have twins to either side as they work right to left as you listen here in the third quarter. Robinson, the lone back beside Wallace, who's in the shotgun. Wallace takes a snap, throws out on the near flat, complete to Tredarian Walker, and Walker is knocked down right about the 37-yard line by Jesse Blackman.
Jesse Blackman made the tackle. Walker just ran a quick six-yard hitch, and Wallace put the ball on him quick. As soon as he come out of his break and stopped and turned around, the ball was there. First down, Fayette County.
Special thanks to all of you back home listening to Live 95's Friday Night Live. Well, I say back home, you could be anywhere in the world, whether you're streaming it, whether you're listening on TuneIn or on Facebook or on 95.5. We're glad you're with us. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert in a barn burner from Fayette County. On first and 10, Smith takes the handoff, trying to get around the right side, and right there waiting on him, the man on the spot, the linebacker of the moment, Dylan McDonald.
Dylan McDonald, we've said it in the first half, has been all over the field tonight. Once again, scrapes from the middle linebacker position, grabs the back in the backfield, and holds him to maybe a yard, maybe a yard gain. Great play by McDonald.
As we're looking at our numbers here, like you said, Tommy, we want to thank our fan base back home for tuning in for Fayette County and Good Hope here. Got to thank all our fans on Facebook Live, on TuneIn app. Back to the field, Tommy.
Wallace wants to throw on second down and nine, complete to Engel, and Engel's tripped up at the 40-yard line. That was a big tackle right there. Jared Pugh was the only man between Engel and deep into Raider territory, and Pugh able to make the stop.
Engel, they set up a beautiful screen. The Raider defense comes straight through the line, which is what you want them to do on the screen. They threw it out to Engel in the flat. He had blockers in front of him, and Pugh broke through and was able to get his hand on Engel's foot as he passed by, tripping him up, making a great tackle. Like you said, he had tons of yards in front of him.
Big third down for the Raiders now. Third and three for Fayette County for their own 44. Twins to either side. Robinson, the lone back to the right of Wallace, will operate from the shotgun. 4-3 look from the Raiders. Pass complete to Walker, and Walker is going to be knocked down right about the 48-yard line, and he's going to have a Fayette County first down.
I know the Raider defense is keeping themselves from getting beat deep. They're playing about 8 or 9 yards off of the wide receivers, but Fayette County's receivers are running about a six-yard hitch, turning around, and Wallace is putting the ball right on them. And if you can get 6 yards at a pop, you'll move down the field fairly quick. So maybe Good Hope needs to step up and get in their face a little bit and just keep from getting the quick, easy 6 and 7 yards.
First and 10, Fayette County now. From their own 48-yard line, they lead Good Hope by one with 6 minutes left in the third. From the shotgun, Robinson's going to take the handoff this time, gets across the line of scrimmage, and only gets about one or two more as Pugh is right there to meet him in the hole, along with big number 66, Ethan Rasko.
Rasko and Pugh make the tackle. Dylan McDonald, Tommy. Dylan McDonald came from his linebacker spot and took on the lead blocker and knocked him out of the way for Pugh and Rasko to make the tackle. So Dylan McDonald, like we said, all over the field.
Second and six for the Tigers now, just into Raider territory at the 48-yard line. They have trips to the far side, one receiver to the near as they work right to left. High snap. Wallace jumps up and get it. Now he tucks it into the belly of Robinson. Robinson gets across the line of scrimmage and maybe gets one or two before Isaiah Green rides him to the turf at the 45. They're saying he fumbled the football. The Raiders have got it. The Raiders have got it. It's number 33, Jared Pugh, coming off the bottom of the pile with a football.
As Robinson was fighting for more yards, he got hit at the line of scrimmage. He was trying to drag tacklers, and he made a spin. And when he spun, somebody couldn't tell exactly who. Somebody jerked the ball out. Then it was a pile on the bottom and a scrum. And Pugh comes up with it. So a big stop for the Raiders. And now they got great field position once again at their own 45.
5:09 left in the third. The Raiders trail the Tigers by one. It's 14-13, Fayette County. Twins to the far side for Good Hope. One receiver to the near side. Bailey Quick fakes it in the belly of Bagwell. Throws out for Swagger on the far side. Swagger's got five and six and knocked out of bounds at the Fayette County 49.
Bailey Quick rolling to his left found Swagger, who come from the backfield, ran to the flats, and nobody picked him up. He saw him in front of him, made a great throw, put it out in front of him.
where he didn't have to slow down. He didn't have to turn around. All he had to do was reach his hands forward, catch the ball, and keep his momentum going for a great gain on first down for Good Hope.
6 yard gain on first down for Good Hope. Second and four from the Tiger 49. Twins to the far side, one to the near. Quick puts it in the belly of Bagwell. Bagwell picks up one down to the 48.
Bagwell looks like he got tripped up by the 50-yard line. He took the ball going forward and was moving fast, and I think he tripped himself up, and we've got an injured Good Hope Raider.
That's Matt Swagger down on the field. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Swagger goes off under his own power. It's third down. Bailey Quick wants to throw, fires deep down the far sideline. Pass is going to be out of bounds, intended for Drew Maddox on the far.
Intended for number seven, recovered by Walt Tucker.
And I'm a little baffled. The scoreboard had second down. The marker across the way said three. Now they flip the marker across the field to four. And scoreboard says three, and I can't remember what I had for breakfast to know if it is three or four.
Looks like they're going to go with fourth down. I saw the referee and both line judges hold up a fist, meaning fourth down. And it looks as if Good Hope's in the punt formation. Of course, Quick is the punter and the quarterback, so you never know.
Fourth down and three from the Fayette 49. Bailey Quick gets off a good end-over-end kick high, taken by Walker at the 15, 20, 25. Dancing from tacklers at the 26 and steps out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So not much doing for the Raiders after a big defensive stop and a fumble recovery.
Big defensive stop. They get the fumble recovery and good field position at the 45. Not able to move it too far. I believe there is a flag on the far side. Don't know what that's going to be yet. The referees are coming together. And you would think it's got to be against Fayette County that far down the field maybe. And that's what it is, blocking the back against Fayette County. So that'll be that's a 15-yard? Or is that just a 10-yard? If it was clipping, it would be 15. So I believe a block in the back is just a 10-yard penalty. From the 34...
29. You're right. Never mind. 34. Your eyes are younger than mine. Yes.
Yes.
So they should back Fayette County up. But they're going to put the football down at the 13-yard line.
So that is a 15-yard penalty for a block in the back. So.
And again, Coach Tucker just beside himself on the sidelines for Fayette County.
Well, Tommy, talking about, you know, having good eyesight and free real estate. You know, we've got to thank our sponsor, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance and Care, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass.
First and 10 for Fayette County for their own 17. Swing pass out to Billups on the near sideline, and oh, my goodness, he is really hit. Dylan McDonald again knocked the ball loose.
That's what they teach. When you're catching the ball and you're a defender, they say separate the man from the ball. And it was not more apparent right then because you saw the man go by. McDonald had the man in his arms and the ball was still laying there. So he separated the man from the ball.
Second and two for Fayette County now from their own 17. They lead Good Hope by one, 14-13, with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Wallace going to call his own number on a delayed quarterback keeper from the shotgun, and he might get one or two before he's wrapped up by about three Raiders leading the charge that time, Isaiah Green.
Isaiah Green staying at home. That's the second or third time they've split the field out with multiple receivers, run the back to the flat, and the quarterback keeps it and goes up the middle. That time Isaiah Green, not fooled, he spun back around, grabbed a hold to Wallace, and didn't let him go.
Big third down Raider fans. Your fans are on their feet across the way, and the band is playing. It's third and seven for Fayette from their own 20-yard line. Twins to either side. Wallace wants to throw, fires. It's, oh my goodness, almost picked off. It falls incomplete. Tanner Malin had it in his hands, and he was seeing pick six.
Tanner Malin was seeing pick six, and he was seeing the G of the goal line. Just didn't bring it in home, but still knocked the ball down. That was third down. It's fourth down. Fayette County's got a punt, so great play either way. Could have been a big play on the other side, but he still knocked the ball down, and Good Hope will receive the punt.
It's fourth and seven for Fayette County from their own 20. Wallace in punt formation. Bailey Quick back to receive. Bailey stands at his own 46-yard line. Wallace's kick kind of wobbly. Hits at the 49. Quick picks it up at the 44. Across midfield. Dancing to the Fayette County 45. To the 41. And he's knocked out of bounds right there at about the 40-yard line.
Good job by Bailey Quick. The punt hit about the 50-yard line. But you could tell by the spin on the ball, it was going to roll another 10 or 15 yards if he don't pick it up. He picked it up, made the first man miss, picked up some good yardage. Good Hope's going to have great field position at the Fayette County 40-yard line. We'll see if they can move it here.
And talk about a player like Bailey Quick. He's the one that's throwing the ball on offense, kicking away on fourth down, and receiving it to start the drive. He's all over the field. He's got a lot of action out there, and he stays pretty strong out there.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. Bailey Quick going to call his own number, runs behind his offensive line, and gets to near the 36-yard line before he's knocked down. That'll be a pickup of four.
Parker Nichols made a great play. Like you said, Bailey Quick called his own number, went around the right side, had a couple of blockers, and was moving back across the field. And Nichols come in, put a hat on him.
What a welcome transfer Bailey Quick has been for the Good Hope Raiders. He was the starting freshman quarterback at Coleman and the starting JV quarterback, then transferred to Good Hope, and what a blessing he's been here. He's as cool in the pocket as the other side of your pillow. He fires out in the flat this time to Preston. Tackles, open field, 30. Oh, and he slips down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, as he went back to twist back to the left to beat those two defenders, he kind of slid in that same area that I saw the quarterback go down for Fayette County earlier, in that same little pocket of turf right there. The turf monster strikes again. I wonder if they've kicked it up with their heel or their cleats or something right there, as that's the same area we saw Fayette County's quarterback go down, stumble. He cuts to the left and just slides down, but saves himself from being tackled.
Backle picks up the first down, though. First and 10 Raiders from the Fayette County 27. They trail by one, 14-13, with 2 minutes left in the third. Twins to the near side, one receiver to the far. As the Raiders work left to right, Bailey Quick calls his own number. He's got five and six down inside the 20 to the 19.
Great play by the Good Hope Raiders. They pulled the left guard. Bailey Quick kept it on a quarterback keeper, had a running back on the left side out blocking for him. Those two guys took the defensive end, pushed him to the outside. Quick cuts up in the middle and picks up 8 yards on first down.
Team's talking it over here in midfield, huddling up. Again, Good Hope kind of slowing it down, keeping the tempo slow, kind of just burning out the time they've got. They want to go to the fourth quarter, hopefully with a lead here.
Second down and two for the Raiders from the Tiger 19-yard line. Quick wants to throw, loads, looks down the near side, fires. He's got a man open in the end zone and incomplete. He was throwing it up for Burns.
And I see two flags in the end zone. We're going to have pass interference against Fayette County. Both the back judge and the line judge threw their flags in the end zone. So that's going to be the ball on the 20-yard line. It'll be half the distance at least. So that'll put them first down and goal from the 10.
The officials talking over the penalty out near the 20-yard line. With two of them throwing it, it is going to be pass interference, but no official signal yet. They are marking it off against Fayette County. Now their official pass interference against the Tigers. They're going to put the football down right about the 10. It'll be first and goal for the Raiders from the Tiger 10-yard line. 1:27 left in the third. Good Hope trails by one. It's 14-13 Fayette County.
And, you know, Coach Tucker down here is still talking over the official here on the side as they've been going back and forth. Now they kind of stop. He puts his headset back on, goes back to business here.
Bailey Quick from the shotgun. Receiver split to either side. He puts it in the belly of Colton Bagwell. Bagwell's dancing. 5-4-3. Touchdown. Good Hope.
Touchdown, Good Hope.
Colton Bagwell with a lead to the left side, and it looked like the defensive end
got hooked on the play, so Bagwell just kept it to the outside, and from about the 6-yard line in, he was almost trotting because there was nobody out there. The receiver made a great block, and there was nobody out there to get him, and he took it on in, and it looks like Good Hope's going to go for two here.
They're going to go for two. They got a 5-point lead now. They're going to go for two and try to extend it back out to 7. Going to see what they've got. Bailey Quick breaks him out of the huddle. He'll have Colton Bagwell to his left as he'll operate from the shotgun. Maddox will be flanked to the left side. And you've got Trips to the near side as they work left to right. Bailey Quick watched to throw. Fires in the end zone. Complete. He's got it. Isaiah Green for the 2-point conversion.
Isaiah Green does a great job holding on to the football. He caught the ball, Tommy, and maybe a yard into the end zone when he caught it. And as soon as he caught it, the Fayette County defender nailed the wood to him, knocked him all the way out of the end zone, but he held on to the ball. And at the time he caught it, he was in the end zone, and the referee on the sideline holds up both hands, which is a great throw, great catch, and great concentration by Isaiah Green.
That's what the officials have to explain to Coach Tucker now. Once he makes possession of that ball, catches it, the play's over, he's in the end zone. 2 points are good. The Raiders have a 7-point lead over the Tigers of Fayette County with 1:21 left to play in the third quarter. And Perez now tees it up for Good Hope at the 40-yard line. Fayette County will have Billups and Robinson back to receive. Good Hope's been pooching it. We'll see what Perez does here. He's set to put a toe on it. Ball resting on the 40. Perez, a southpaw, pooches this one high. It's going to hit at about the 20 and be taken by Billups at the 17. Dancing to the 20, the 21, and hit hard at the 23-yard line.
A little bit better kick that time. He placed it at the 20, but he placed it on the side of the field so the coverage team can all go to one corner, and Billups couldn't get out of the corner over there. Like you said, caught it about the 17, made it to about the 21 or 2. So a little better kick than the little 15-yard pooch we've seen before.
So it's first and 10, Fayette County. They now trail Good Hope by 7. It's 21-14. Good Hope with a minute 16 left in the third quarter. Wallace will operate from the shotgun. He'll have Robinson to his left. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near as they'll work right to left. Wallace throws out on the near sideline to Terdarian Walker. Walker breaks one tackle, gets across the 35 and up to the 37-yard line before he's brought down by Tanner Malin.
I think what Fayette County's utilizing here, like you said, they're putting Trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side, forcing Good Hope to play him man-to-man, cover three on the far side, and he's running quick little stop routes, quick little slant routes, and Wallace is putting the ball on him quick.
First and 10 for Fayette County now from their own 37-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Wallace wants to throw, fires to Billups at about the 40. Billups dances out of bounds at about the 41.
Play Wallace's pass complete to Trevor Billups.
Just a little flat route by Billups. He come out of the backfield that time, ran straight to the flat. And like I said, Wallace has been sharp with the football. All the throws he's made tonight have been on the money and on time. The receiver don't have to wait for the ball. When he makes a cut out of his break, the ball is on him.
Second down and 5 on the 42-yard line. Trips to the far side for Fayette. One receiver to the near. Robinson, the lone back, takes a handoff, and he slips right about the 40-yard line. And good thing he slipped because Pugh was fixing the hammering.
Pugh was coming around the end wide open. And like you said, good thing Robinson slipped, because if he hadn't have slipped, he might have took him off his cleats.
Officials timeout for an injured player. Actually, he's not really injured. He's got a pretty bad cramp, which I can tell you makes you feel like you're really injured. But the playoff scenario that can play out tonight, Good Hope, should they hang on and win this ball game tonight, will create a 3-way tie for first place in 4A Region 5. Good Hope will have beat Fayette. Fayette will have beat Northside. Northside would have beat Good Hope. The rule reads, if more than two teams are tied for any place, the team that defeated all other tied teams is required, or in the regular season games, will be placed ahead of all other tied teams. If one of the teams did not defeat all of the other tied teams, the tiebreaker cannot be resolved with this factor. So we go to Section B-C, which says, we'll read it after the play. Third down and 7 from the 40, under 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Trips to the far side for Fayette County. One receiver to the near. Wallace again from the shotgun with Robinson to his left. Four-man front from the Raiders. Wallace wants to throw, looks deep, fires. Complete to Tre'Darrion Walker right about midfield, and he's knocked down there by Tanner Malin.
Tanner Malin on the tackle. Once again, Wallace going to Tre'Darrion Walker on the near side with the trips on the far side. They're making Good Hope play them man-on-man, and he's running 6-7 yards, turning around, and Wallace is putting the ball on him.
And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, your score, the Good Hope Raiders 21, the Fayette County Tigers 14. What a fourth quarter it's going to be when we come back. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman, proud to be Coleman's independent radio. Just about set to start the fourth quarter. We continue with the tiebreaker rule, okay? If more than two teams are tied for any place, the team or teams that had the highest winning percentage against the number one ranked team will be ranked ahead of all other tied teams. If there's a three-way tie for first place, apply Rule F and the remaining tiebreakers in order as needed. So we'll drop all the way down to Rule Number F when we get an opportunity to. It gets complicated with a three-way tie, but if you're a Raider fan, you want a three-way tie here in 4A Region 5. First and 10 for Fayette County as we start the fourth quarter. Trips to the near side. They'll work left to right now. One receiver to the far. Wallace going to call his own number, and the Raiders are waiting on him. Right around the left end is Riley Kilpatrick. First time we've called his name tonight.
Riley Kilpatrick makes a big play for the Raiders. Wallace, once again, they spread the field. Wallace was going to run. The keeper called his own number to the left, and Kilpatrick grabbed a hold of him, didn't let go, brought him down, actually lost a yard.
They'll put the football down just outside the 48-yard line. It's still in Tiger territory. They're working left to right here in the fourth. They trail Good Hope by seven. It's 21-14 Raiders with 11:20 left to play. From the shotgun, Wallace has good protection. Now it fails, and he fires. Complete, and it bounced in and out of Tremarvick Smith's hands right about the 45. It bounced two or three times. Good coverage from Jesse Blackman, but still Smith hauls it in.
Good coverage by Blackman. He was all over him, and it looked like Wallace was in trouble, and that was a desperate throw. He heaved it up, and his receiver came back and got it. Not the first time, but the second time. It bounced off his hands and his chest, went up in the air, and he was able to grab a hold of it. He picks up about 8 or 9 yards, but it's still third and seven. Third and eight.
Another big third down for the Raider defense now. Third down, they're calling it seven from the 47-yard line. Twins to either side. You hear the Raider fans across the way. Robinson, the lone back. Wallace wants to throw, fires. It's, oh my goodness, almost picked off again. He threw it right into Johnny Quick's hands, and Johnny couldn't hold on to the hot potato.
Hot potato coming right into his hands, but once again, could have had an interception, but it was a deflected pass on third down, which still brings up fourth and seven. So it looks like
you can't complain with that at all. You cannot complain with that when you deflect it and put it on the ground and cause it down. But, you know, that's the third or fourth time Good Hope has done that. And they just wish they would have had it. There was opportunities for pick sixes and everything in this one. But, you know, as long as you get it to the ground and prevent a play from happening, we saw at Auburn, you know, we'll be good here for the Raiders.
Blake Wallace in punt formation. It's a high snap, but he hauls it in. Oh, my goodness, he hits a duck. This one's going to hit at the Raider 30 and go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Only about a 17-yard punt from Blake Wallace, and the Raiders are going to be in business at their own 26-yard line. 10:22 left to play. They lead Fayette County 21-14.
Punt come off of the side of his foot. He didn't hit it real good. And like you said, 17-yard punt leaves Good Hope with great field position. Trying to put a drive together here to add to this 7-point lead.
It's first and 10, Good Hope now from their own 25-yard line. 10-20 left to play. Good Hope leads 21-14. Receiver split to either side. Colton Bagwell gets the handoff, and he's got a hole. 30, 35, 36, 37-yard line. Colton Bagwell's got a Raider first down.
Colton Bagwell off the right side. Lead. They pulled the left guard, let in the hole with him, and nobody touched him for about 7 or 8 yards. Great play by Good Hope.
And some quick scores from around Coleman County. Addison leading Hatton 50-0. I said 50-0. That's right.
Wow.
Cold Springs trails Sulligent 8-22, while Coleman trails Fort Payne 23-14. Back to the field for Fayette County at Good Hope.
First and 10 Raiders from their own 37. It's Bagwell again. Hole 40, 45, midfield into Tiger territory. And oh, he trips over the 43-yard line and falls to the 42. Colton Bagwell at 6'2", 225. He's elusive.
He is elusive. He broke through the line of scrimmage again. And once he gets into the linebacker secondary group, he's making people miss. He made two or three guys miss that time. And we've seen earlier, if he doesn't make you miss, he'll run over you too. So he's not just an elusive back. He's a power back with elusive moves.
The Raiders quick to the line again. We've still got 12 seconds on the play clock. Receiver split to either side. Bailey quick from the shotgun. Bagwell gets it again. Running behind his big offensive line and dragging Tigers with him to the 35-yard line is Colton Bagwell. Hats off to the meat up front. Trevor Pace, Jackson Hancock, Dawson Spiegel, Dotson Putman, and Sam Jones, those eyes opening up some big holes for the Raider running back.
You know, Tommy, these are some players that we had a lot of credit for last week for being kind of like saving angels for this Good Hope team last week at Curry. And, you know, this offensive line for the Raiders has really opened up some doors here. This team so far this season, that's why Good Hope is where they're at right now.
7-yard gain for Bagwell on that carry. It's second and 3 from the Fayette 35. Receivers to either side. Colton Bagwell again. And he's not like quite as big of a hole that time as he only falls forward for about 2 yards. He's going to be maybe about a yard shy of a first down, maybe 2 yards.
Looks like he's going to be about two yards shy, Tommy. But if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. They've been going with Bagwell. He's brought him 22 yards at a time, brought him 12 yards on the next play, got him 8 yards. Now he's got him 2 more yards. So it looks like about 3rd and 2. But probably going to go with him again.
And Fayette County's got 9 in the box. 9 in the box. Raiders have receivers split to either side. 2 backs in the backfield. It's Bagwell again. Bagwell's hammered at the line of scrimmage. Spins and gets away and falls forward. He might have got down to the 34, but oh my goodness, he took a shot in the hole.
Well, like you said, Fayette County had 9 in the box. And the outside, let me see, I'm trying to get the number. That's number 52. Isaiah Dixon had no responsibilities on that play. He just blitzed, and he picked the right hole, and he hit Bagwell hard. Bagwell was able to spin off and not lose too many yards and get back to the line of scrimmage.
So they'll call it 4th down, and it's a long 2.
4th down.
Almost 3. Receiver split to either side for Good Hope. Bagwell, beside quick
one.
Penalty flags.
Flag on the play.
I think we might have illegal procedure against the Raiders.
And this is what I don't like to see if this is the going against the Raiders, is this has been a really makeable 4th down.
They're going to call timeout Good Hope. So we'll take that to kind of go back to our playoff scenario because we don't get a lot of time during the game. So what it said is if there's a 3-way tie for first place, apply rule F and the remaining tiebreakers in order as needed. So we go down here to rule number F. If 2 teams tie for the highest winning percentage ahead of all other teams involved in the tie, the team that defeated the other team in their required regular season game will be placed ahead of all tied teams. Then, if necessary, apply rule A and B again as applicable for the remaining teams in the tie. Yes, I know you're confused at home. What in the world is she talking about? I've read it. This is 5 times today. I'm still a little bit confused. May put in a call or email to Rod Ingerman Montgomery and say, help us sort this out, because this one is going to get confusing with the 3-way tie and all teams beating each other. There's not one of these teams that can be the number one team at the top of the region.
Right, and like my question was, when it says go to the highest percentage of a team playing another team, they only play each other 1 time. So if you beat them, you're 100%. And if somebody else beat them, they're 100%. So 100% can't be beat by 100%. So I don't understand either.
fourth and three for the Raiders from the Fayette 35. Bailey Quick wants to throw, rolls out to the far side, throws it in and out of the hands of Matt Swagger. Swagger had his first down. Swagger was wide open, couldn't haul the pass in. So Fayette County holds and takes over on downs.
I think Bailey Quick could have kept the ball that time because, like you said, Swagger was wide open in front of him about 6 yards, but he was the only one there. If Quick would have pulled it down and just ran, let Swagger maybe get a block for him on down the field. But Good Hope's going to have to come up and play defense here as Fayette County's got the ball in good field position on the 35.
The Raider defense going to have to step up again. There's 7.5 minutes left to play. The Raiders clinging to a 21-14 lead over the region-topping Fayette County Tigers. Wallace from the shotgun wants to throw, gets pressures from the Raiders, fires downfield, incomplete, and they're going to flag pass interference again. He intended the pass for Tre'Darrion Walker. I thought the coverage looked good and clean, but there's a yellow hanky on the field.
I didn't see anything myself, but that is the call, pass interference. The other times it was maybe a little obvious when they ran into each other, but that time both men were running stride for stride down the field, and I didn't see anything, but obviously he did.
So they'll step off the penalty against Good Hope. It'll give Fayette County a first down. They'll put the football down right at midfield.
First and 10, Fayette. Go Tigers!
7 minutes, 13 seconds left to play. Good Hope with a 7-point lead, 21-14 Raiders. Fayette County comes to the line. Wallace will be in the shotgun with Robinson to his left. He'll have trips to the near side, one receiver to the far as they work left to right. A 4-2 front from Good Hope. Wallace wants to throw again. Fires complete to his wide open Walker on the near sideline. He squirts away from one tackle but can't get away from the grasp of Pugh and Maddox as they'll haul him in right about the 43.
That's what they've been doing, like I said earlier, about running certain plays to set up other plays. They've been running Walker's short pass routes all night long. Then when you scoot up, they send him deep. They've got a couple of pass interference calls on the deep throws, and once again, the Good Hope Raiders back up to cover the deep pass, and they stop Walker on about 6 or 7 yards and hit him with the ball pretty quick.
A 7-yard pitch and catch that time from Wallace to Walker. It's second down and 3. Wallace from the shotgun, trips to the far, one receiver to the near side, one back is Robinson. High snap, but he gets it down, puts it in the belly of Robinson, and Robinson gets across the line of scrimmage and down to near the 40 before he's wrapped up there by Dylan McDonald and a couple more Raiders.
I believe that's going to be a first down. They started at midfield, so all the ball has to do is touch the tip of the 40-yard line, and yes, it is a first down, Fayette County.
First and 10, Fayette. Oh, Tigers!
Clock stopped now. 6:49 left in this one. Good Hope clinging to a 7-point lead, 21-14 over the Tigers of Fayette County, but Fayette County on a drive. They've got it first and 10 from the Raider 40-yard line. Wallace brings them to the line. Again, one receiver to his right is Jason Robinson. Twins to either side. Now motion to the far side. Wallace is going to call his own number on a quarterback keeper, and he runs down to near the 37-yard line before he's stopped there by Austin Knight.
You know, a turnover here for the Raiders would just really kind of kill the move that the Tigers have set up here. And, you know, if we saw Good Hope for some reason pick it or a fumble comes up and the Good Hope gets it back on the other way, at this point in the game, I think this could really kind of shift the tide of this one and just send Good Hope over the top of that one.
Second down and 7 from the 37-yard line. Quick pass out here to Walker. On the near side, it's wrapped up. Now he squirts away, gets to the 35 and tries to stretch down to the 33-yard line. Again, Jared Pugh along with Preston Bagwell on the stop for the Raiders. That play gains about 3 yards.
They tried to get Walker in some space on the near side with a couple of three blockers out here in front of him. And Isaiah Green for Good Hope made him change directions in the backfield. And when he did, he squirted through a couple of players. But great play by Green, just making him change the direction he wanted to go.
Third down and 4 for Fayette County. from the Good Hope 34-yard line. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near for Fayette County. Wallace from the shotgun. And a timeout taken. Oh, actually, penalty flag across the way. They're going to say a false start against Fayette County.
That's a big penalty. Third and four would have been. Now it's going to be or third and three. It's going to be third and eight now.
Just making sure you're not practicing your Saturday night fever there, Daniels.
So an even bigger third down. Third down and nine from the 39. Inside 5 minutes to play in a seven-point Good Hope Raider lead. Trips to the far side for the Tigers. One receiver to the near. Robinson, the lone back. Now he's going to come in motion to the near side as they work left to right. Wallace wants to throw, has good protection, fires across the middle, complete to his receiver, Tremarik Smith, at the 25-yard line. He's got a Fayette County first down.
Yeah, it looks like he's cramped up there, kind of hard to get up, but he's back on his feet on his own power walking around there. Looks to be fine, but I noticed him earlier off on the sideline getting stretched out by a few of his fellow players over here in front of us. We're just on the home side across the way.
So the pitch and catch from Wallace to Smith, good enough for the Tiger first down. It's first and 10 from the Raider 23-yard line. 4.5 minutes left to play. The Tigers trail the Raiders by 7. It's 21-14 Good Hope. High snap for Wallace, but he calls his own number, and he's got maybe a yard. He was in the grasp of two Raiders. They were trying to drag him down. That was Rasko and Kilpatrick.
Another high snap could have thrown the timing off of that play. And Wallace, I don't know if that was a design play, but like you said, the snap was high. And when he grabbed it, the running back was already passed in front of his face. So he just had to get what he could get. And great play by Kilpatrick Rusko to bring him down for a little game.
Second down and nine for Fayette County, trailing Good Hope by 7. 3:45 left to play. Wallace from the shotgun wants to throw, fires on the near side for Walker, and he's wrapped up immediately by Drew Maddox, and Maddox hauls him down right about the 16-yard line. The Good Hope Raiders have never defeated the Fayette County Tigers in four attempts, but right now they've got a 7-point lead with 3 minutes, 25 seconds left to play, and they've got the Tigers on third down and three from the Raiders' 16-yard line.
And what I talked about, when they bring their big group in, they've brought the big boys in on this short yardage third down.
Wallace will operate under center this time. He's got Engel in the backfield. And penalty flags again. This may be motion again against the Tigers.
I believe Tommy Goodhope substituted late. They had two players running off the field, and then the coaches told one of the players coming off to stay on, and when he stopped, he was offsides, and they caught him. That'll give them a first down. I'm sorry.
You're good. So the offsides penalty against the Raiders gives Fayette County a first down. It was third and three. Now it's going to be first down and 10 from the 11. We can't give them too many more opportunities. They keep the beef in there, and they put Engel in the backfield. Wallace will be under center. Heavy to the right side for Fayette. That's where Engel takes it on that heavy side to the right. Isaiah Green is there to stop him first, and he's got backup help right there from Matthew Dixon. Maybe only about a half a yard gain.
Exactly. Like you said, they were heavy on the right side, and instead of going in behind the two backs, Engel tried to bounce it outside, and Green said no way, kept the outside leverage, made him cut it back inside, and that's when Austin Knight come in and finished him off.
They've had a receiver warming up on the sideline for Fayette. If it boils down to it, look for a receiver like a reverse pass. Just saying. Don't know that, but they've had a receiver warming up over here. Second down and nine. Swing pass out in the flat to Robinson. Robinson breaks one tackle. He's close to the goal line. Now he's in for the Fayette County touchdown.
They snuck Robinson out on the left side in the flats, and Wallace put him on him. And you thought Good Hope had it covered, but he was able to make a little move right there, plant his foot inside, outside, and shake the Good Hope Raider. And there was nobody else there. He just made a run to the corner, and it looks like Fayette County's going to go for two in the win here.
They're going to go for two and the win. They're down by one, and they're going for two. Two receivers to either side behind Wallace. Wallace is in the shotgun with Robinson to his right side. He fakes it up the middle. Goodhope's chasing him in the backfield. He fires to the back of the end zone, and wide open is Tamarvik Smith. Wide open in the back of the end zone.
That's just textbook right there, Tommy. You know, you just see that. You draw that up. Hits Tavares Smith in the backfield, in the back there, and it's just easy peasy lemon squeezy there for Fayette County.
You had everybody pursuing the quarterback, thinking they had him back in the backfield, and all of a sudden there was Smith standing all by his lonesome. But you know what? We got 2:13 left to play, and it's only a one-point lead for Fayette County. 22-21 with 2:13 left to play. The Raiders have had a quick strike offense. They're going to have to strike quick now, either score or get in field goal position for Walter Perez.
And Perez been 1-for-2 on point afters tonight. I think he could probably, he hasn't been out here in a while now, or maybe he's 2-for-3 now, but, you know, if it comes down to it, field goal, it could be a good potential for good hope here.
Noticing on the kickoff, too, all night Fayette County scribbled the ball. This time he's got the ball sitting proper on the tee.
And Blake Wallace, who's been the quarterback and the punter, is out here to kick off as opposed to the normal kicker they've been using all night.
I believe you'll see him kick it as far as he could possibly kick it right here with 2 minutes left.
He kicks it high and short, taken at the middle of the field by Preston Bagwell. Bagwell to the 30, 35, 40, and Bagwell's ridden down at the 40-yard line. Almost a touchdown-saving stop there by Parker Nichols, but the Raiders are going to have great field position at their own 40. They trail by one with 2:05 left to play. We told you it was going to be a dandy fourth quarter. Guys, it's shaping up to be just that.
Well, yeah, it's a one-point difference between these two teams. These are juggernaut teams here in the region. And, again, you know, history says it. Fayette County has always dominated Good Hope. And Good Hope has the opportunity tonight to change the tide. We've seen it before on Friday Night Live at Hamilton. I think we could see it again tonight.
Streaks are made to be broken. Colton Bagwell on first down. He's got a hole. Squirts across the 45 up to the 46 to the 47-yard line. 7-yard gain by Colton Bagwell on first down.
He was one shoestring away from breaking that one for a much larger gain. Couldn't see who the player was for Fayette County, but he was laying on his back, reached up and grabbed his foot and just tripped him up.
Bagwell picks up 9 on the carry. Second down and 1 now from the 47-yard line. 1:45 left to play. The Raiders trail by 1. Quick fires it out into flat. Complete to Maddox. Maddox cuts back to the middle of the field, and he gets a first down into Tiger territory at the 46-yard line.
That's what they like to call a slip screen. You got three receivers to the near side. The furthest receiver out comes back in, goes underneath the blockers, coming out to him.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. 1:30, clock rolling, left to play. Raiders trail by 1. It's a quick snap to Bailey Quick, but oh my goodness, he hauls it in. Fires across the middle of the field, complete to Preston Bagwell. Bagwell's to the 30, dancing to the 25, and steps out of bounds at the 24-yard line. That could have been disastrous.
Wow, never seen anything like that. Bailey Quick is calling hand signals out to the receiver to the near side, got his head turned, and the center snaps the ball, and Quick somehow catches it with one hand, not even looking, keeps his composure, steps up in the pocket, and makes a strike downfield to Bagwell for a big gain and a first down for the Good Hope Raiders.
Listen to the Raider fans across the way. There's 1:22 left to play. It's a 22-21 Fayette County lead over the Good Hope Raiders. We're glad you're with us here on Friday Night Live. Special thanks to those folks who make Friday Night Live possible, Dylan. We've got a whole list of sponsors. We couldn't do Friday Night Live without these folks. Hats off to you and special thanks.
You know, it starts out with our actual literal sponsor, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass, but also help Jay, Melissa, Tommy, Daniel, and myself, of course. You know,
don't forget Josh and Chris.
Josh
and
Chris
the whole season long too. That just let us.
They've guided us in the season, yeah. And Christopher Greer putting up a great performance last week. Josh, I listened to you guys on the radio, and you guys sounded great. I wish I could have been there for that game, but I'm here this week, and we've got a knockdown drag out here in Fayette, Alabama, and about 1:22. I know it hasn't been said yet, but this is something you hear in college games all the time, NFL games. They're in field goal range. They are in field goal range for Perez.
First and 10 Raiders from the Tiger 25-yard line. 1:22 left to play. 22-21 is our score. Fayette County on top. Bailey Quick will operate from the shotgun. He'll have receivers split to either side. He'll have two backs in his backfield. He puts it in the belly of Colton Bagwell, who dances to the near side, breaks a tackle. He's 20, still on his feet, 15, 10, to the 5, runs out of bounds at the 4-yard line, but I think they're going to get Drew Maddox on the outside with a hold that he really didn't need to do.
No, Bagwell was breaking tackles, pushing people down to the ground, and Maddox was trying to hold his block best he could, and that is the call. But that's going to be a spot foul, which it actually was about 12 yards down the field. So it won't go from the line of scrimmage 10 yards back. It'll go from the spot, which now the referee's standing on the 14. So from the 14, 10 yards back would be the 24. But it'll still be first down, so it should be maybe first and about six. First and...
And well, the voice in my head right now is Josh Lawler, who's saying mental mistakes made by the Raiders here, as, you know, that could have been a big pickup, putting you inside the 10 with just with a minute and some change left to go.
1:13 left to play. First and 10 from the 24. Bailey Quick wants to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his right side, and just has to fire this one out of bounds. Everybody was covered up. Not much doing there for the Raiders.
No, that's good play by Quick. Gets outside the tackle zone. Nobody's open. Don't risk a sack or run any more time off. You don't have anything down the field. Throw it out of bounds, and let's draw up another play right here.
Clock has stopped with 1:06 left to play. Good Hope trails Fayette County by one. 22-21 Fayette County. Fayette County scored. Could have tied the ball game, but they chose to go for two. How big is that right now? Trips to the near side for Good Hope. Working right to left. One receiver to the far side. Quick from the shotgun. Wants to throw. Has great protection. Now he's going to tuck it and run. 25-20. Breaks a tackle to the 15. And steps out of bounds at about the 12-yard line.
I believe he's going to have enough for a first down. First down was at the 15 on the far side, but he steps out at about the 12. And it is going to be a first down. Good play by Bailey Quick. He stepped in the pocket. Nobody was open. Saw the open hole to the left. Got what he could get and got out of bounds to stop the clock.
Clock has stopped with 56 seconds left to play. The Raiders in the red zone. First and 10 from the Fayette County 13-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Swagger and Bagwell in the backfield from the shotgun. Bagwell gets the handoff. He gets to the 10 and falls down right about the 10-yard line. They're going to actually spot him down right about the 11. And a timeout immediately taken by Good Hope. So we'll take a moment. We'll cool off. Whew. It's getting stressful here. I know it is for you at home. 47 seconds left to play. 22-21 Fayette. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Timeout on
the field. Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Glad you're with us. Told you it was going to be a dandy, and it's going to come down to the last 47 seconds. Fayette County leads Good Hope 22-21. The Raiders have never beaten the Tigers. They're 0-4 overall. This could be their chance. The last time I did a Good Hope ball game was at Hamilton last year. The Good Hope Raiders snapped a losing streak there. Can we make it 2 years in a row? Receiver split to either side for Bailey Quick. He fires into the corner of the end zone. He hits the pylon, and Preston Bagwell ran a different route. The pylon was open, but Bagwell actually kind of went on the post.
Bagwell and Quick not on the same page there, because Quick took the snap, set his feet, and threw it, like you said, right to the pylon, but Bagwell was nowhere near the pylon, running a different route.
clock has stopped with 42 seconds left to play. It is dead quiet on the Fayette County side. Third down and eight. They can get a first down at the four-yard line. Third and eight for the Raiders from the 12. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near. Bailey Quick wants to throw. He's in trouble. He's flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to be sacked. And he throws the ball away as he's going to the turf. They're going to call intentional grounding. He had Drew Maddox all by his lonesome at the five-yard line.
Yeah, he got into trouble and tried to spin away from the Fayette County defender, and he grabbed a hold of him. And he was, I would say, outside of the tackle box, but the ball didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be intentional grounding, which is a loss of down, along with the five-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So the ball's going to be at the 30-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down.
It's going to be fourth down and 24. They've got to get, actually 26. They've got to get to the four-yard line for a first down. So it's fourth down and 26 with 36 seconds left to play in this one. The first mental mistake we've seen from Bailey Quick, who's normally as cool and calm in the pocket as any quarterback you'll see, just from his experience. Here we go. Here's your ball game. Fourth down and 27 from the 30. And Fayette County wants to take a timeout and set their defense. So we'll take a moment. We'll take one with them. 31 seconds left to play. It's 22-21. Fayette leading Good Hope. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Walden Tucker Field on the campus of Fayette County High School. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert for Friday Night Live. And here is the ball game. We've got 31 seconds left to play. Good Hope trails Fayette County by one, 22-21. It's fourth down and 27 from the 30-yard line for the Raiders. They'll have trips to the far side. One receiver to the near as they work right to left. Colton Bagwell in the backfield beside Bailey Quick. He'll operate from the shotgun. Quick takes a snap. He's got good protection. Now he rolls out to his right side. Directing traffic. Fires for the end zone. It's good. Matthew Dixon with the catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Raiders.
Bailey Quick took the snap. They were only rushing three, so Fayette County was dropping eight people into coverage. He rolled to the right, and for some reason, the Fayette County defenders, who it was third and 26, they couldn't give up anything. They couldn't give up anything in front of them, actually rushed towards him. He throws it over the head of the Fayette County defender, and Matthew Dixon catches it about the two and goes right across the goal line for the score for Good Hope.
For those of you who were in Hamilton last year and saw Bailey Quick hit Matt Hancock to end the first half and to end the game, I've got goosebumps, guys. This was bigger than that. This was fourth down and 27, and Dixon wasn't even the intended receiver, I don't believe.
No, I think he threw it over the Fayette County defender's hand, but they were rushing up on Bailey Quick on fourth and 26, and he was 10 yards in the backfield.
Yeah, and Tommy, I thought I was back on the sideline here with the Raiders last year at Hamilton when I heard that. I heard touchdown Raiders, but hold on now.
The official signaled touchdown, and they're going for the extra point, but they have not put the score on the scoreboard. Coach Tucker is livid for Fayette County. They've got the ball spotted for the extra point. They signaled touchdown, guys.
Yes, they did.
They signaled
they did.
Touchdown.
And it was a touchdown. He went on this side. That side of the pylon, if I'm saying this side, but it was a clear touchdown. And like you said, the ball is spotted at the extra point try, and if they would spot it anywhere saying he didn't score, it would be closer to the goal line. It'd have to be.
Yeah, they just have not put it on the scoreboard yet.
Well,
so six, it should be 27-22. They're still not putting it on the scoreboard, guy. It's a touchdown. They signal touchdown. The yard marker
there it is, Tommy.
The
it's 27-22.
There we go. And you hear the Raider fans across the way. You can cheer at home with them. They're on their feet across the way.
And it looks like fans are cheering at home right now. Look at Facebook Live. A lot of Raider fans happy to have you with us here all the way in Fayette.
The Raiders to go for two now. Quick from the shotgun. Under pressure. Fires in the end zone. It is picked off in the end zone. The play is dead. With 20 seconds left to play in the ball game, it is 27-22. Good Hope leading Fayette County. They didn't quite stop the clock on the pick, and boy, the fans in the stands are letting them know it. I can tell you all about clockwork in Fayette County. But when they came to Coleman a couple of years ago,
the funny thing
they're going to watch the clock.
Funny thing is, they all turned around, and it seems like
they're
looking at us. And I was like, hey, we're not running the clock.
Maybe it was the way I was yelling, touchdown Raiders. I don't know.
I don't know, but they all, it seems like about 50 people turned around, and they were looking directly at us.
They put 2 seconds back on the clock. We've got 22 seconds left to go. Good Hope has taken the lead 27-22. I think they're wanting more time back on the clock. The fans are. It's setting at 22 now. The officials may be telling them to add a few more. It didn't run forever, guys.
Well, I saw him signal 22, but now he's coming back here.
That's what he's 23.
He wants 23.
23.
He's saving. He wants one more second. So they put 23 seconds on the clock. You hear the Raider chant across the way.
But it's almost like there's more Raider fans here or something. That crowd has grown.
Here we go. Perez set to kick it off for the Raiders. Phillips and Robinson back to receive for Fayette. Perez squibs this one.
Oh.
It's bobbled and then picked up right about the 36-yard line. Kazir bobbled it. Almost could have been disastrous, but he's going to have it right about the 30. They're going to put him at the 37-yard line. Again, a short field for Fayette County, though. 17 seconds left to play. The Raiders with a 27-22 lead, but 17 seconds is an eternity for Wallace in this Fayette County offense.
It really is, especially with the deep threats.
And Tommy, I'm ready to hit that upset alert button, but I'm not ready just yet. But we'll hold on. We've got 17 seconds here.
Here we go. Trips to the near side for Fayette. One receiver to the far. Robinson the lone back from the shotgun. Wallace loads, fires across the middle. Complete and fumbles. He fumbled the ball. The Raiders have it. The Raiders have it. If they call it a catch, it's going to be Raider football. They're not signaling anything just yet.
They're going to call this.
They're going to call it incomplete.
Okay.
Coach Tucker is at the field making the call with them beyond the numbers.
Yeah, I can tell you what was going to happen, Tommy. I saw it. When Walker made the catch, he was going to the middle of the field. They had the receiver on the far side. Tamarvik Smith was coming to him. He was going to lateral. But the Good Hope Raider defender had his arms around him holding the ball and his arms, and that's when the fumble occurred, but they're going to call it incomplete.
This team is the number 4 team in the state right now, the Fayette County Tigers, I do want to mention.
And the Raiders have them on the ropes with a 5-point lead, 27-22, Good Hope, with 8 seconds left to play. Trips to the far side, one receiver to the near side, Robinson Malone back beside Wallace. Wallace from the shotgun. Good Hope pressures him. He fires way downfield, deep. Incomplete. Intended for Walker. The time runs out. Time runs out. The Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Fayette County Tigers 27-22 in a huge 4A Region 5 win. First time the Raiders have defeated the Tigers of Fayette County, and now we've got that three-way tie we were talking about here for first place in the region.
Exactly, three-way tie. Each team that are tied, the three teams have beaten the other teams. No one team has beaten the other two. And so
like we said, A through J in the deciding factor, and we could spend from now until Monday before we even figured out who's going. Like you said, we'll have to let the Alabama High School Athletic Association do that for us.
Yeah, folks, I wish we could break down the scenario. It's a complicated three-way tie. We could spend a half an hour working through all these tiebreakers, and still we might be incorrect. So I don't want to steer you in any direction. We do know the Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Fayette County Tigers. There's a three-way tie for first place in the region. The Good Hope Raiders are headed to the playoffs. They were headed there anyway, but now
they were headed there anyway.
Bigger seed.
And now they've got the likely chance of hosting a game. We could be talking about doing a playoff game just down the road across I-65 rather than going up I-565.
There's a good chance these Raiders can land at first place in the region, and they would host. That's the way I see the tiebreaker rule. Again, I'm no professional. I do design, build, construction, and metal roofing for a living,
and I
do this for fun. So, folks, I tell you what you can do. You can tune in Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Dylan Diemert, Christopher Greer, and Josh Lawler will tell you where the Raiders are headed for the playoffs, and they're going to tell you where the Holly Pond Broncos are headed. But right now, listen to the Good Hope fans across the field. They're still on their feet cheering for their fans. This is a huge win for the program. When Alan Scott came here a few years ago, they didn't win very successful for the first few years. Now, Dylan, his system is in place. The players and the parents have bought in, and here's your result.
Yeah, and it took two seasons. You know, we were talking about at the beginning of the game, Coach Scott's, you know, three playoff teams. Now it's the Good Hope Raiders finally playoff eligible in his first 3 years or 4 years now. And this is his first year being playoff eligible with Good Hope, to my knowledge. I may be wrong about that. Not a professional. We'll tell you again if we're wrong on sports on Prep Talk. But, you know, his two playoff teams at Vimont faced the same fate, a loss to Lauderdale County. I was a Vimont alum, so, you know, I was there. You know, in 2013, 2014, and 15, and, you know, I saw the same fate when he was there. When he went to Good Hope, however, it took a few years for his system to get in there, but now we're talking about a number one seed possibility here for this Raider team, and it's just unbelievable what the Raiders have. They've got Bailey Quick, they've got Matt Dixon, they've got all these players that have come in and just turned the tide here for Good Hope, and, you know, I've not seen a team this powerful since maybe last year's, or maybe West Point of some years past, but Good Hope definitely is in charge now.
What a pleasure it was to describe this one for you tonight. I hope you could see it at home the way we saw it here. If you missed any part of the ball game and you want to listen to it again, it will be available very, very soon on replay on 95.5. You can also stream that at www.live95coleman.com. You can listen to it like we're going to do driving home tonight. We're going to listen back to the broadcast on TuneIn Radio.
Oh, for sure.
Give us probably 15, 20 minutes or so to download the audio back into the system, and you can listen back to the game. If you miss it tonight and you want to listen to it over the weekend, go to On Demand on Live95Coleman.com. Go to On Demand Shows, click on this game, and you can listen to it anytime you want to.
I just was thinking about something since we're talking about this tiebreaker, and since Dylan let us know that Fayette County was the number four team in the state in 4A, then you would have to assume they automatically would be the number one team in this region.
Correct. And they are, yes.
So, they're the number one team in the region. If there's a three-way tie, you go to the team that played the number one team, and that percentage we're talking about, the only team to beat the number one team of Fayette County would be the Good Hope Raiders. Therefore, we might not have to go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and L.
We may have broke the code here.
We may have broke the code.
Yep. That's what we're thinking, but folks, it'll be ciphered out for you Tuesday afternoon on Prep Sports Live at 5 o'clock on Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman. Thank you for listening to us tonight. What a ball game it was. I'm so glad you joined us at home. Special thanks to all of you. Real quick recap of the scores, Dylan, before we get out of here.
I do have scores from around the region. Back home, Addison beating Haddon handily 50-8, while Cold Springs fell to Sulligent 22-8. One of the playoff teams we were watching, they are no longer in contention. Fort Payne beats Coleman 37-22. Again, your final score here, Good Hope 27 to Fayette County's 22. What a game that was. Locust Fork beats Hanceville 35-8. And Holly Pond will likely secure that fourth spot and beats Vimont 38-20, while Hayden will beat West Point 20-7. West Point kind of falling off the map after the beginning of the season. And other than that, we just going to have to pack up and head home and get ready for the next one, as Coach Scott would say. You know, on to the next one. Good Hope, I believe, do they host a game next week? I think it's a non-conference game. I can get that for you real quick. I want to say that they go to Hanceville for a really odd game you don't see too often. Hanceville and Good Hope going at it.
Other than just a county rivalry game, a lot of the county schools will still go back and play each other. But again, I want to say thanks to all of you listening at home. Dylan, if you get that, you can jump in on next week. Special thanks to our sponsors on Friday Night Live 2. We couldn't make it possible without you. Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Thank you for making Friday Night Live possible for all of us. I had the time of my life tonight, folks. Thanks to Christopher Greer and Josh Lawler and to you, Dylan, for letting me step in. And I know Daniel feels the same way.
Exactly.
Glad to have you guys. You know, last time we were all together was a playoff game. But before that was Hamilton. And Hamilton was a game I saw. I heard it. I had flashbacks. We said, touchdown Raiders, touchdown Raiders. I'm like, we're back at Hamilton, aren't we?
Yeah. Deja vu.
They will host Hanceville next week to finish their season, their regular season, and then we'll find out by Tuesday, hopefully, where they're heading to in the playoffs, if they're staying at home, if they're going on the road, or whatever.
Again, if you want to listen back to the broadcast, it'll be available in about 20 minutes on 95.5 FM back home. You can stream it anywhere in the world at www.live95coleman.com. Listen to the TuneIn radio app as well. The Good Hope Raiders defeat the Fayette County Tigers 27-22. For Dylan Diemer, Daniel Warhurst, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.